It's time for Rowan County High School football on 96.3 FM and WIVYradio.com. Tonight's broadcast is brought to you by Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Buffalo Wild Wings, Bypass Pond, Cave Run Pharmacy, the Citizens Bank of Moorhead, Clark's Pumpin' Shop, Coffee Tree Books, The Fuzzy Duck, Caskey's Jewelry Gun and Pawn, Eagle Chevrolet Buick GMC, Eagle Finance, First Federal Savings and Loan, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, First National Bank, Holbrook Drugs, Larry Nipp, Rowan County Farm Bureau Insurance, Linex of Moorhead, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Healy Family McDonald's, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Optimist Club, Moorhead Tourism, Porter Group Insurance, Reno's Roadhouse, Right Way Auto Glass, Shelter Insurance, Caleb Skaggs Agent, St. Clair Regional Medical Center, Valero, and Whitaker Bank Moorhead. Stay tuned. Kickoff is minutes away on 96.3 FM and WIVYradio.com.
And this evening from Putnam Stadium in Ashland, the Rowan County Football Vikings take on the undefeated Ashland Tomcats in the district contest. Hello, everyone. I'm Randy Stacy. Jared Stacy will be along with the play-by-play shortly. Ashland is coached by Shad Tackett. The top Tomcats are 6-0 on the season, 1-0 in district play. Rowan County, coached by Kelly Ford, is 1-4 overall, and this is the Vikings' district opener. Since 1998, the Tomcats have won all 15 meetings between these two schools. Our pregame show will continue with our pregame talk with Coach Kelly Ford after this on WIVY.
Surprise the one you love with a gift of jewelry from Bypass Pawn in Moorhead. Bypass Pawn has a large selection of jewelry without the big price tag. Stop by and take a look today. If jewelry's not what you need, then pick from the region's largest selection of guns, knives, flat-screen TVs, game systems, and games. Whatever you're looking for, odds are that Bypass Pawn has it. Bypass Pawn, 897 Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead, voted the region's number one pawn shop.
We at the Fuzzy Duck, Coffee Tree Books, and a good yarn in Coffee Tree Books would like to take this quiet moment to invite you to join or rejoin our community. Stop by the Fuzzy Duck to meet friends for a cup of locally roasted coffee, to have a decadent treat, or to enjoy a healthy meal. Then drift into Coffee Tree Books to discover a new writer or an old favorite. The Fuzzy Duck, Coffee Tree Books, and a good yarn in Coffee Tree Books are open Monday to Saturday, 159 East Main Street, Moorhead, Kentucky. We look forward to seeing your smiling face.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings.
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday. Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
Whitaker Bank is dedicated to providing exceptional banking experiences to our fellow Kentuckians. We live in the communities we serve and work diligently to serve the needs of our neighbors. Hi, this is Michelle Skaggs, loan officer at the Northside Branch location. Stop in and let us put our experience and customer service to work for you. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
A lot has changed since the first Clark's Pumpin' Shop opened in 1976. Things that haven't changed, Clark's Pumpin' Shop's commitment to the communities they serve and the exceptional customer service they provide. Go online at myclarkspns.com or download the mobile app for monthly specials, employment opportunities, and more. Clark's Pumpin' Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel Clark's Pumpin' Shops.
This is Shelby with Eagle Finance in Moorhead, and we can help with the extra cash you need. Whatever the reason, come see us. We offer affordable monthly payments and same-day loan approvals. Located at 1675 Flemingsburg Road, right off I-64. Loans made easy, payments made affordable. You can apply online at eagle.com or call us today, 606-780-1000.
All loans subject to normal credit policies and may require collateral. Not all products or services available in all states. Individual and joint credit available. Other conditions may apply.
The pregame show continues. Brown County coach Kelly Ford. Coach, here in this segment, let's talk about, I guess it was Mason County, the last game, and also about how the Vikings are doing health and what they've been doing the past couple of weeks.
Well, we'll start with Mason County, and, you know, that Mason County game, I mean, our guys, they came out and executed the game plan as planned, and, you know, we stalled the game a lot. We controlled the clock a lot. Our guys, you know, they did everything right. We just kept shooting ourselves in the foot on our long drives. You know, we had the ball three times inside the red zone and came away with no points. So that's one thing that we definitely got to get corrected this week, because playing Ashland, they're a really explosive football team. Really want to play quick and score quick. So we've got to take care of ourselves and taking care of the ball and manage the clock as best we can. You know, in the off week, you know, it was a well-needed off week. We had to, you know, we had a lot of injuries, you know, nagging injuries that, you know, guys got rest. We didn't do a lot of contact over the two. We only practiced actually 2 days just to keep ourselves in sync, and gave them plenty of good time off. And, you know, to start district play, you know, our district play is, you know, probably one of the toughest districts in the state. And we got the back-to-back weeks with Ashland and Johnson Central. So it was a much, much needed off week to get us going for district play.
I guess even the guys that were playing hurt are a little bit better this week.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Jackson, he's probably been one of our worst ones that's been hurt. It had the high ankle sprain, and he did aggravate it again in practice a little bit, but then we just kind of set him out the rest of the time to get rest and treatment with Mandy. And, you know, he's still probably 80-85%. We'll still spot playing offensively, and, you know, defensively he's more important to us because he's one of our leading tacklers. So we'll keep him definitely on the defense side of the ball.
Well, I guess if you've got an injury that's going to nag at you, obviously that high ankle sprain is one of them. Maybe a shoulder that pops in and out is, or a hip. And your quarterback's a hip, but he's doing better.
Yeah, Abram's back 100%. You know, he had a really, really good week of preparation. I think he's excited to be back playing. I mean, he's even lined up at receiver this week and caught a few balls, and thinking he's the best receiver on the team as well. So he's having fun with it. So we're glad to have him back 100% before we start the district play. But he does a good job. He's a leader for us, and, you know, he keeps our guys in line.
Anybody else that I'm missing as far as who've been banged up and will be back at a little higher percent?
Well, we got most of our guys back, but we did lose one of our linemen, Wyatt Drake, this week. He's got some strained ligaments in his ankle, but, you know, he was a spot player for us. So, did a lot of backup roles for us at tackle and at center. And then on the defensive side, you know, we would throw him in every now and then on the defense side. So he's probably really valuable to us of not having him this week. But, you know, it's still we're still in better condition than where we was when we played Mason County.
We'll come back and talk about the Ashland Tomcats after this on WIVY.
When a catastrophe strikes with your car or truck windshield, you'll want to do the right thing by calling Right Way Auto Glass in Moorhead. They're local, and you'll be talking with a real person. Right Way Auto Glass is a preferred provider for all insurance companies. Right Way can provide same or next day service, and all work comes with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And the best news, the replacement glass and installation is free with your full or comprehensive insurance. Can't come to the Moorhead shop? No problem. They'll come to you. Right Way Auto Glass of Moorhead, serving Eastern Kentucky. Have your glass installed the right way.
The Porter Group Insurance Agency does more than just Medicare. We offer hospital indemnity plans to help with hospitalization copays. We offer cancer plans, life insurance, and more. Call us at 606-780-1387 for a free, no-obligation review of your life and health insurance needs. That's 606-780-1387 for the direction you need. Online at PorterGroupInsurance.com.
At First National Bank, we strive to make every person that walks through our doors feel like family, because to us, you are. For over 120 years, we have lived in and served the families of Kentucky with genuine care through the good times and the bad. Come and see the difference banking with family can truly make for you at any of our 7 locations, or visit our website at www.fnbgrayson.com. First National Bank, member FDIC.
Line X of Moorhead is your source for Line X protective coatings. Perfect for truck beds, brush guards, farm equipment, boats, trailers, and more. Line X of Moorhead also has truck accessories, including bed covers, hitches, and Nerf bars. Avoid damage from rust and everyday wear and tear. Call 784-1155 and protect your investment for life. Mention this ad and get 10% off your Line X protective coatings. Line X of Moorhead, located off I-64, exit 133. Online at lineXofMoorheadKY.com.
For Phillips and more, remember Valero in Moorhead. Gasoline, a full convenience store, an automatic car wash. And first responders, yours is free. Hibachi Express next to Valero is open 11 to 9 Monday through Saturday, closed on Sunday. Enjoy great Japanese and Chinese dishes, sushi, appetizers, lunch and dinner specials, and officers get 10% off. Order online at HibachiExpressKY.com. Valero and Hibachi Express, Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead.
Cassie here at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Moorhead. We wanted to pop in with a friendly reminder that we have a huge canning selection filled with all your canning needs. A few items include jars, lids, bands, canners, cookers, and their parts, as well as seasoning mixes, pickle crisp, pickling lime, and salt. Stop by today for all your canning needs at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Moorhead. Ace is the helpful place.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Well, we've talked about Ashland and our Viking Sports Extra, and also after the Mason County game, and certainly any other conversation we've had about how good Ashland is, and especially how quick Ashland is, even with their top quarterback out.
Yeah, you know, me personally, I think that they're even better team with their backup quarterback in. He's a dual threat guy that can run it, and has, you know, he's a D1 athlete, so he gets people into space, he makes people miss. Really, really good athlete. You know, all the teams that I've ever coached against Ashland, it's probably one of the fastest teams, team speed wise, because, you know, they've got 6 or 7, you know, 8 guys that can just flat run on the edges. And you know, one thing I do think is a little different from their team, they're not as physical up front as they have been in the past with their O-line and D-line. So, but they make up the difference with their linebackers and DBs and all their skill out there that is running around on the field.
Well, Brian Strader was their starting quarterback. He's thrown for almost 700 yards and 9 touchdowns, but now it is Braxton Houston, and he's the guy that was a receiver who leads them in receptions, but last week he got like 128 yards rushing.
Yeah, you know, with Trey, I mean, he's a pocket passer quarterback, and you know, they spread zone read stuff, so he would throw it more if he was at quarterback. But with Houston at quarterback, I mean, it gives them that dual threat, and you know, he if your DNs are not being disciplined at the ends, he's going to pull a thing, and then he gets to the end zone really quick. So we got to be really disciplined on the defensive side, you know, just kind of keep him corralled in the pocket and not let him get out in the open and get loose.
They're a deep team on those skill positions on offense. They have a lot of rushers and a lot of receivers.
Yeah, I mean, that's the key. I mean, they returned a lot, and you know, and they're you know, they're starting to click even more. You know, offensively, they played some good games. I know Raceland played them to a really, really tough game when they played. But, you know, that's the thing about it. You know, the difference is, I think Houston at quarterback is making them go really, really, really good right now.
See, operate out of the shotgun or pistol?
He's basically out of gun most of the time. They'll go gun. They run a lot of inside zone, outside zone, and then they'll run a lot of zone read. A lot of QB power with him. You know, love pulling those guards, tackles, and their wing backs to kick out and get up in the hole. So, we'll corral them and try to, you know, play fast, throw some different stunts, and you know, Coach Fultz has got a good game plan going in. You know, we'll see what happens.
They play a lot of people on defense too.
Yeah, I mean their whole team is good. I mean they're still fairly young. As a team, I mean they, you know, last year they started out like 0-3 and still made a run to the semifinals. So, once they got clicking, got going, they're by far probably the best team in the area.
Well, they've got an excellent kicker, and they've had two kickoffs returned for touchdowns. So strong on special teams.
Yeah, really strong. I mean, it's a complete team. Just try to do things that, you know, can corral and hopefully keep yourself in the game. Don't let it get out of hand quick. We're going to go in as it. You know, we're going to take all 39 seconds. We're going to make it ugly. And, try to give ourselves a chance to win in the fourth.
Keeping from being behind the chains is going to be a key for you to be able to do what you like to do.
Oh, absolutely. And this week we're concentrating on, we got to be good on first, second down. We can't, you know, start out first down and then we're first and 15 or second and 15. We want to take that 3 yards and cloud of dust and line up play the next play, and try to, just give ourselves a chance. We go in there and let it get three and out, three and out, three and out. It could get ugly really quick, and, you know, that's one thing that we're going to try to avoid.
That's what you saw that happen to Greenup County, right?
Oh, absolutely. And Greenup's a really good football team, and, you know, I just don't, you know, with Greenup going in and, you know, their play kind of fast, I mean, we're not going to play that fast. We're going to slow it down as much as possible and try to control the clock.
Our pregame show will continue after this on WIVY.
There are moments in our lives that change everything, where hard work pays off with a burst of opportunity. That's why each year, Kentucky Farm Bureau and its county offices give away hundreds of thousands of dollars in college scholarships. You see, Kentucky Farm Bureau does more than just insure homes and autos. We help ensure that more Kentuckians have a chance to achieve their dreams. Kentucky Farm Bureau, big on commitment.
Call Rowan County Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Larry Knipp, 783-1868.
Fall into savings all this week on many of your fall favorites at Allen's IGA. You'll find fresh-cut boneless beef ribeye steak is only $7.99 a pound. Bird's Eye steamed fresh vegetables are 4 packs for just $5. And 2 large 52-ounce jugs of Tropicana Pure Premium Orange Juice are only $7. Falling prices at Allen's IGA, downtown Moorhead. IGA.
Cascade Jewelry is the place to go for sterling silver, gold, diamonds, jewelry repair service, and so much more. Accessories include the popular brands Bourbon and Bow Ties and genuine Ray-Ban sunglasses. Personal one-on-one service is Cascade's specialty. Family owned and operated since 1960, Cascade Jewelry, 2500 U.S. Highway 60, east of Moorhead. Like us on Facebook.
Eagle Chevrolet GMC in downtown Moorhead has an outstanding selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. You can go online to EagleChevyKY.com to check out their inventory, their expert service options, special offers and incentives, and what their customers are having to say. Also, check them out on Facebook and see pictures of those happy customers. Call the sales and service departments at 606-784-6411. That's Eagle Chevrolet GMC, 329 East Main Street in Moorhead.
Providing exceptional medical care is top priority at Sterling Healthcare. If you've not had the opportunity to meet the friendly staff and providers at any one of the 9 locations in Stanton, Carlisle, Owingsville, Winchester, or Mount Sterling, you're invited to stop in and see what so many new patients are discovering. A skilled team of professionals committed to providing quality healthcare regardless of a patient's ability to pay. Sterling Healthcare, here for your family.
Same quality care, 2 convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
Randy Stacy, along with Jared Stacy at Putnam Stadium in Ashland. So I want to point something out to the folks, you folks listening. You can now listen to broadcasts of Brown County Sports on WIVY, also Kentucky and Moorhead State. WIVYradio.com. Click on demand and then go to the sports you want, and you will find for the last couple of games that if they're archived, you can listen to them anytime, and certainly a lot of folks have been wanting to do that, and now we have got that set up for you. MSU is taking on Drake tomorrow, Saturday, 2 o'clock on WIVY on ESPN Plus with Jared Stacy. UK's at Florida tomorrow at noon on WKCA and ESPN. The Reds tonight at St. Louis, and tomorrow at 7:15. On WIVY, and you got something about the Kentucky Florida game?
You know, just an early start to such a massive game, and I forget the wording of the question, but Stoops had made a comment that he had all full faith that the UK faithful would be able to get up in plenty of time and drink plenty of beer before that 12 o'clock game. And it was funny, the next day he had a press conference, and it jokingly got brought up, and he said, "I just want to apologize to the bourbon fans in Kentucky. I was not discriminating against you. You can have bourbon as well before the game tomorrow."
He's got a sense of humor. I hope he still has it back to the game tomorrow.
I hope so. Hey, first time since 1988, Kentucky's favored. And I can actually say that now because sports gambling is legal in Kentucky.
But you know it's a one-point thing. I bet you before the game gets over, they make it a pick'em. So the folks in Vegas have a chance to win all the money.
Either way, though, three exciting games for people in the Moorhead area over the next 48 hours. Round County Ashland, Moorhead State Drake, and the University of Florida at Kentucky.
Ashland Blazers 6-0 on the season. They opened the season with a 28-21 win over Raceland. They then beat West Jessamine 56-13. Those were both home games. They defeated George Washington out of Charleston, West Virginia, 42-21. They went on the road and beat Bardstown, 45-24. Beat Russell on the road, 47-10. And then last week, they played Greenup County in the district opener and walloped Musketeers, 63-7. Round County opened with a 34-14 loss to Lawrence County, 35-6 loss to East Carter, defeated Bath County, 39-6, lost to Fleming County, 40-14, and shut out by Mason County 2 weeks ago, as last week was the bye week for Round County, lost to Mason County, 27-0. Next week's game against Johnson Central, it is fall break at Round County, so next week's game is going to be on Thursday night, so the football team can get an extra day or two off, and Thursday night at Paul Ousley Stadium against Johnson Central, and that's another good one. We'll come back after this on WIVY.
We don't have a yellow brick road to follow, but we're still easy to find here off the beaten path in Moorhead and Rowland County, Kentucky. Go to visitmoorhead.com and plan your getaway to this land of towering rock formations, of a giant lake with 40-pound fish and great sailing, of more than 100 miles of happy trails, of art galleries and museums, and of friendly folks who serve great food and drink and always make you feel welcome.
In this world of constant updates, downloads, apps, and smartphones, it's a relief to find simple, easy, basic solutions. My name is Mitch Terrell with First Federal Savings and Loan, and we've been keeping things simple since 1963. With one-on-one interaction, we streamline your lending and savings needs. Come see us at 211 West Main Street in downtown Moorhead, or call us at 784-4187 and be a part of our local experience. First Federal Savings and Loan, simple, easy, basic solutions. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Family first. My dad used to tell us that all the time. But family first wasn't just something he'd say to us. It was how he lived every day of his life. And it's how I try to live mine too.
At Shelter Insurance, our agents are dedicated to helping provide personalized auto, home, and life protection that puts your family first.
This is Caleb Stagg, Shelter Insurance in the Pinecrest Plaza at Moorhead. Give us a call at 606-784-6703.
Hello, this is Beth Mays. I have 35 years of experience in civil, criminal, and family law. I formed the Montgomery County Drug Court, was appointed a circuit judge representative to serve on the Juvenile Justice Advisory Board and the Children's Justice Act Task Force, and was the first judge to serve on both the Supreme Court's Family Court Rules Committee and the Supreme Court's Criminal Rules Committee. Vote for experience on November 7th. Vote for Beth Mays, circuit judge. Paid for by citizens to elect Beth Lewis Mays, circuit judge, John T. Lane, treasurer.
Reno Steak, Chicken, and Ribs at 1695 Flemingsburg Road in Moorhead has something for everyone. Dine-in, carry-out, and catering available. They have tender steaks, mouth-watering ribs, lunch specials, and an inspired kids menu. On Wing and Wednesday from 4 to closing, there's dollar bone-in wings and 75-cent boneless wings. For dessert, enjoy four styles of yummy Cheesecake Factory desserts and much more. Reno Steak, Chicken, and Ribs in Moorhead. Call 606-783-0467.
After more than 42 years on Clinic Drive, Cave Run Pharmacy has moved to 255 Old Flemingsburg Road beside Long John Silver's in Moorhead. There's plenty of parking and a drive-through window at the new location, and of course, the friendly staff you're used to seeing at Cave Run Pharmacy. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to noon on Saturday. Call 606-783-1511. Cave Run Pharmacy, now in their new location, 255 Old Flemingsburg Road beside Long John Silver's in Moorhead.
We're back here at Putnam Stadium in Ashland, Kentucky. They've just had the coin toss. Round County won the toss, elected to receive, and they'll be moving right to left as we view things here at Putnam Stadium. Again, Ashland without starting quarterback LeBryant Strader right now, the 6'2", 150-pound junior, hit 33 of 54 passes for 691 yards in the season. But now taking over is a former wide receiver, Brandon Houston, 6'3", 185, and a senior. He was 16 of 23 passing since he moved in for 177 yards. Last week he rushed for about 128 yards in the win against Greenup County. Of course, Round County will have quarterback Abram Norden back, and certainly as healthy as he has been in a while. Norden, 6 foot, 164-pound junior, 31 of 64 passing, three interceptions, 643 yards, and five touchdowns, rushed two times for 31 yards. J.T. Judd has been a good rusher the last few games, 21 carries, 192 yards, and three touchdowns on the season. And also Jackson Hamilton will get spot play at the at a running back spot. He's rushed 39 times for 242 yards and two touchdowns. Absolutely beautiful night for football here in Ashland. Temperature's perfect.
It's going to sound like the 2010 World Cup that was played in South Africa, if you know what I mean, Randy. There is a ton of vuvuzelas out in the stands, and if anyone remembers that World Cup of 2010 in South Africa, it was the World Cup of the vuvuzela, so we may have the football game of the vuvuzela tonight, because they're everywhere.
Could be. We'll pass this along for Coach Mark Kidd of the tennis program at Round County. The 8th Annual Viking Challenge Tennis Tournament will be held October 13th, 14th, and 15th at the new Viking Tennis Center complex at Round County Senior High School. There will be A, B, and C divisions in singles and doubles for men and women, boys and girls, 18U and 14U singles and doubles divisions, mixed doubles A and B, and 40-plus and 50-plus parent and child division. Deadline for entries is Tuesday, October 10th at 11. Contact Mark Kidd at 606-356-4832 or email makidd01@yahoo.com. Entry fee is $20 per event. Trophies will be awarded to winners and runners-up in each division. And, of course, that Round County new Viking tennis complex, nine new courts where the old soccer field was.
I wonder what Mr. Kidd's view is on pickleball. I know it's very similar to tennis, and that's becoming very popular with people in the Moorhead area as well. But, yeah, that's awesome. Really cool to see Mark Kidd putting that on. And like you mentioned, at that new tennis facility, I actually live there behind the high school on Hallwood there, so I get to pass it quite a bit. And let me tell you something, Randy. When it is lit up at night, all nine courts with some people playing on it, it is absolutely a gorgeous, gorgeous facility.
And mentioning the tennis courts, if you haven't been out, the turf is down on the baseball infield, and it's looking more and more like a baseball field
every day.
And obviously, I'm horribly biased, being an alumni, former student athlete, and broadcaster, but the Round County campus is starting to turn into a top-notch facility, Randy. It is really starting to get up there. You look at the turf on the football field that's been there a few years. The baseball field's now almost complete. Softball's been complete for a while. Tennis courts, just all around, really top-notch improvements being made up there on Viking Hill.
But the sad thing is they're outgrowing the school.
True. True, I have been hearing it. They don't know where to put kids. But we're about to get rolling here in Ashland. Set to kick off for Ashland Blazer will be Tucker Keener. Deshaun Watson will be back to return, moving from our right to left, Round County home white road, white tops rather, green lettering and numerals with green helmet and green pants. All maroon for Ashland Blazer, white numbers and letters with white helmets. Keener. We'll toe poke this one just right down Broadway. Who's going to grab it? No one's on it yet. Now Watson will come and get it at the 20, running near sideline 25, pushed out of bounds at the 27. That one looked dangerous as Drake and Watson, it went right in between them, and no one wanted to pick it up.
They were expecting the turf bounce, and this is a grass field, and it didn't bounce quite like that.
It is a grass field, and it is down in a hole. No doubt about it, Putnam Stadium in a hole. You can only get down onto the field from just a couple of places. But Round County will start this series off first and 10 at their own 27, moving from right to left. Abram Norton. As always, jogging out onto the field, leading the Vikings in the huddle. 6 foot, 164 junior, 31-64 with 5 touchdowns and 3 interceptions. And he will start off this possession in the shotgun. Running back to his left. He'll take the snap and hand it off to Hamilton. Running right, has it across the 25, back near the original line of scrimmage, where he's going to be drugged down from behind on the tackle for Ashland was Cameron Davis. And he did maybe gain a half yard on the play. And we'll give him credit for a full yard, Randy. Second and 9. From the 28, ball on the right hash. Norton jogs in from the sideline with the play call. Ken Ashland 6-0, Round County 1-4. On the KHSA site, dating all the way back to 1998, Round County's never won over Ashland since then. Norton in the backfield, in the shotgun, on 2nd and 9. Hamilton off his left hip, 7 on the play clock. He will take the snap and pitch it. Running near sideline with it is going to be for Round County. Didn't catch the number right away. It's going to be JT Judd. Judd gains a good chunk, 4 yards on the play, and that'll bring up 3rd and 4. Out to the 33 it goes, left hash now. To no surprise, Randy, Round County eating a lot of the clock.
Yeah, they're going to run it down. They're going to run the clock down to end in between 30 and 40 seconds before they snap the ball.
A left hash from their own 33, Round County, with their first test here tonight.
Last week, Greenup County rushed everything up there, and first three and out each time, and before they knew it, they were down 21 to nothing.
Norton in the shotgun, 6 on the play clock. He will take the snap. Passes out, far sideline. That is going to be complete to Matt Owen. Owen is going to get the first down as he extends and gets that extra effort. Nice job keeping your feet under him. And he will get the first down out past the 38. Once again on the stop. We said his name just a minute ago, Cameron Davis on the stop. And it's the 38-yard line, right hash, 1st and 10. Under 10 minutes, first quarter, first possession in this one. The 6 foot quarterback Norton letting play clock run down. It's at 13. They do have play clocks here at Putnam Stadium at Ashland Blazer. That is how I know exactly what the play clock is they'll take the snap and hand it off to Hamilton, bounces around the outside, gets across the 40, and looks like he gains about half the yardage on first down. Second and medium coming up. And I might as well just record myself. Davis once again on the stop. 2nd and 6. He didn't quite gain 5. As Norton in the shotgun, the team will walk up. Flanker in a tight end right with a receiver right. Running back in the backfield in the shotgun, Norton. 2nd and 6. Still in their own territory, but threatening to get into Tomcat territory. 7 on the play clock. Norton will take the snap. Fakes the handoff to Hamilton, and he's going to wish he did, as Norton's going to be tackled in the backfield for a loss.
on the tackle in the backfield there was Tucker Rogers. Norton stuck it in the belly of Hamilton, but decided to pull it back, and that's going to bring up third and long now, back to the 36-yard line. It'll be third and 12. Officials here today, Justin Royster, or White Hat, along with Jared Atkins, David Fields, Adam Elkins, and Justin Middleton. Always cool to see David Fields either umpiring or officiating or being a referee. Former Morehead State golfer like myself. A few years before my time there in Morehead. Two on the play clock. Norton will take the shotgun snap on third and 12. Passes near sideline. Deflected. That is a great job on the coverage by Sam Lyons. Intended receiver was Braden Birchfield. Beautiful defensive play, but we have laundry in the backfield. That flag lays at the 25, and that's going to be roughing the passer against Ashland, and that's going to be a first down for Round County. Big break there for the Vikings. I didn't see who walloped Norton, but he sure did take a hit. And Royster, the white hat, we just mentioned him right there on it, and they're going to pace off 15 yards, and that's going to be a first and take it all the way into Ashland Blazer territory by just a yard at the 49. Big break there, Andy.
Absolutely. And it's good to see the first big penalty. They marked it off the right yardage.
So Round County with a fresh breath of air here on their first drive with 8:03 first quarter. We're still scoreless in Ashland. Into Blazer territory, Round County will take the first snap as Norton in the shotgun. He'll take the snap, hand it off to Hamilton. Bounces right, bounces off one tackler, but won't get past the second and makes a short gain. Maybe 1 yard on the play. Second down and 8, maybe 9 upcoming. We'll say 9. East Carter at Bath County tonight. Lawrence County at Belfry. Rockcastle County at Bell County. Johnson Central at Corbin. Paintsville at Eastridge. Mason County at Holmes. Morgan County at Holy Cross up in Covington. Lewis County hosting Fleming. McGoffin hosting Powell. And West Carter hosting Russell tonight. 7.5, first quarter. Still scoreless, 2nd and 9. 10 on the play clock. Round County very content to eat a lot of clock off here tonight. We are flying. Snap to Norton. Hand off to Hamilton. He gets another couple yards before he's struck down from behind by Ryday Rucker. And also Maverick Ashby getting in on it there. And that's going to bring up 3rd down. 7 to go. From the Ashland 46.
Round County's offensive line, we talk about how young they are. How about 3 freshmen, a sophomore, and a junior?
3rd down and 7. Round County was bailed out by a roughing the passer penalty last 3rd down. Let's see how they fare here. From the Ashland 46, Norton with 8 on the play clock. We'll take the snap. It's a direct snap to Hamilton, and it's a reverse. Coming around the near sideline is going to be Will Richardson, who is going to be drugged down past the 40 right in front of the Ashland bench, but we have a flag as Richardson's helmet comes off. So it's a reverse. He got down to the 39 right at the first down marker, but a hold on Round County is going to negate everything. Hold was called right at the line of scrimmage as the reverse was going to give Round County the first down.
When you run a reverse like that and the defenders start turning and running the other direction, so often that offensive lineman will grab somebody.
You are spot on, Randy. So that'll back it up into Round County territory with 3rd and really long upcoming. Back it up to the 42. 3rd and 19. If that voice in the background for the PA sounds familiar, that is Chuck Rist, PA announcer for just about all of Morehead State Athletics. He'll be at football tomorrow as Drake comes to town from Des Moines, Iowa to face off against Morehead. 2 o'clock kickoff at Jane Stadium. 3rd and 19, Round County will take the snap, but we're going to have a timeout. It might be an official's timeout. One way or the other, the official's running to speak with the white hats. Something is amiss. Kelly Ford has pointed something out, and now the officials are going to come back to the original spot. And we're going to chat again.
Might be 2 yards off.
Okay.
Yeah, it was, because when it shouldn't have been 19, it should have been 17.
Somebody over there on that Round County sideline spotted that. We're midway through the first quarter. Round County still on their first drive. Norton will take the snap. Rolling right, looking, passes down the far sideline. And that is going to be over the head of everybody. Intended receiver was Josh Drake. On the coverage there was Cameron Davis. And that'll bring up 4th and 17. Not a bad play call, just way over the head of the intended receiver. Ashland Blazer will send Cameron Davis back to return. Drake will be in pump formation. Drake standing at his own 32-yard line. Davis standing at his own 26-yard line. The snap, it's a good snap. Punt, a nice punt, spiraling punt, fair catch called for, and it is going to be muffed. The ball's on the deck. Who fell on it? Let's see who the referee signals. They're signaling Ashland. Davis straight muffed the punt, and the Round County player who was down there just didn't get on it quick enough. Probably not expecting that, as it was such an easy fair catch. But Ashland will keep possession after the muff punt, starting on their own 25 for their first drive. Didn't see who that was down there. Maybe Cross? Yeah, it was Cameron Cross that was down there. And when it fell to the turf, Cross just, it kind of startled him, and he didn't jump immediately. And that gave just enough time for Davis to fall on it. That could have been huge. So out jumps Brandon Houston, 6'3 senior. Couple TDs, no interceptions. He'll start this possession in the shotgun, and he will turn and hand off. And that is going to be a solid chunk on first down by Tay Thomas, a 5'11 junior. Tavion is his full name, but did confirm with Chuck Christie, does go by just Tay, and that's going to be a gain of 6, 2nd and 4 upcoming, ball on the left hash. Houston takes the snap, pass over top of the intended receiver and through his hands, Asher Atkins. And Atkins may be glad he dropped that one because Drake was coming to wallop him.
Drake jumped the route. He was in front. He was trying to pick it. And it was he's not a tall defensive back, and it was over his head.
5-12, first quarter scoreless here. Ashland Blazers first drive, Round County. We'll see if we can't get those drive details for you on how many plays that was for Round County. It was a pretty, it was over 10, I can say that much.
11 and 1 penalty.
Third down and short. First third down for Ashland. They call Thomas's number. He runs up the middle and has the first down and more. Cuts right at the 45-40, across midfield to the 40, to the 30. Cuts back to the middle of the field where he's going to be drugged down at the 15-yard line from behind by Will Richardson. Huge chunk there for Tay Thomas. Thomas on the season, 259 yards coming into this one, and that one will take him over 300. And this will be on the 15-yard line, 1st and 10 for Ashland Blazer. Two running backs in the backfield with Houston. Houston, a 6-foot senior, will take the snap, hands it to the second man through, and that is going to be to Austin Nichols. Doesn't go much of anywhere. Tackle on the play is going to be Grayson Smith. And are they going to say any gain? No gain. 2nd and 10. If you're just tuning in, Round County at Ashland Blazer. This is a district matchup. Ashland has had Round County's number here of late. Round County trying to slow things down and pull off an upset. Houston will take the snap. Passes out left in the flat. That is going to be complete to Freeze, who's going to be drugged down at the 10-yard line. Drake and Richardson tag-teaming on the tackle.
Tight ends for Ashland are 6'5", 235, and 6'5", 225.
So ball on the left hash, 3rd and 6. Another third down for Ashland. Houston takes the snap, hands it off to Nichols, and he is going to get in for a touchdown. I beg your pardon, that's Braxton Jennings. He had a massive hole right up the middle, and a couple of Round County players just kind of looking at each other, a little confusion there on defense, but Braxton Jennings, the 6'1 junior, will run it in from 10 yards out. Make that 11 yards out, to be more exact, as a cannon goes off on the left side of the field. Don't see that too often. Jake Sexton, on to attempt the extra point. On the hold is Brandon Houston. Good snap, good hold, kick up, and the kick is good. 7-0 Ashland, 3:40 first quarter. You're listening to Viking Athletics here on WIVY.
If you love to sleep, you'll love Furniture World Superstore Selection. The best brands, Sealy, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic. So many to choose from, including two-sided mattresses. And today, queen mattresses start at just $2.99. If you love to sleep, you'll love Furniture World Superstore. The local guys with the best buys. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead. And on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Close Sunday.
Teamwork is what it's all about. At the Citizens Bank, our team focuses on taking care of you. Whether it's purchasing a new home, growing your small business, consolidating credit card debt, or saving money for a rainy day, the Citizens Bank has got you covered. We have 5 convenient locations in Bath, Morgan, and Round counties, or call 1-800-780-4808. While some banks focus on money, we focus on you. The Citizens Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Deshaun Watson will go back to return this kickoff, standing inside his own 10-yard line. As this is going to be another line drive kick from Brandon Houston. It's muffed by Round County, but they are going to be able to recover it on the 38-yard line. It hit off the chest. I couldn't see who it was. It was Cross, Cameron Cross, kind of bounced in front of him, and he was able to hop on it. And Round County will have pretty solid field position here to start this drive. They'll start this out from their own 38-yard line. Mentioned Chuck Chris, PA. I'd be remiss if I didn't mention Dickie Martin, Randy. Longtime radio broadcaster here in Ashland. Can see him through the window.
Yeah, he could probably sleep in this press box. That's the
yeah. It does have his name on it, as Chuck Chris says. That is a good point. Technically, it's his. 7-0 Ashland, 3:37 first quarter. Under center for the first time will go Norton. Norton will take the snap, hands off to Pelfrey, and Pelfrey runs straight into a brick wall and goes nowhere. Round County was lucky they didn't get called for a false start, as the right guard did jump early, but not called. They are going to give him credit for 1 yard on the play. 2nd and 9 upcoming. Clock rolling past 3:15. Pretty cool. A little different halftime show today, Randy, with Jason Sloan.
Right, the president and CEO of Moorhead Round County Chamber of Commerce and Economic Development. We had a lot of interesting things to talk about.
Absolutely. I heard a little bit of it. Make sure you tune in at the half. 2nd and 9, under 3 minutes. Norton takes the snap, passes up the middle, and the pass is too low. Had Owen open at the 45-yard line. Would have been close for a first down, but the pass just at his feet.
Tried to guide that one in there. You gotta have confidence and wing it. Sling it around, if you will.
Clock will stop after the incompletion. 2:46 first quarter.
That was a 6-play, 75-yard drive that took 2 minutes and 2 seconds, by the way, with Braxton Jennings scoring on an 11-yard run. Smith, the PAT. I'm sorry, Sexton, the PAT.
3rd and 9, Norton rolling out to his right as he's flushed out of the pocket, heaves it down the sideline, and it is going to be out of bounds. It was intended for Birchfield, and it would have been for the first down, but the pass was wide into the Round County bench, and that'll bring up 4th down and 9. So out will jog the punting unit. Josh Drake will come on to punt. Maverick Ashby. Back, also back for Ashland, is Cameron Davis. He muffed the last punt, was able to recover, but Drake, standing at his own 25, set to punt this one away on 4th and 9. Drake, another nice punt. This one is going to take a Round County bounce at the 30-yard line, down inside the 20, huge roll all the way down to the 16. And that will be where Ashland Blazer will take over 1st and 10 from their own 16. Want a mower that's tough enough to break all the rules? Want everything without sacrificing anything? Want performance for the long haul at an unbeatable value? The perfect balance of power and performance. It's a Bad Boy mower. Packed with power, muscle, simplicity, and comfort. It's the pro in all your demands. It's that time of year. It's your time. You deserve a Bad Boy. See Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling or Flemingsburg for your Bad Boy mower today. MontgomeryTractorSales.com. Mow with an attitude. 7-0 Ashland leading Round County first quarter, 2:25, as Ashland will start their second drive, like we mentioned, from their own 16-yard line. And Houston will be in the backfield. And he's got a running back off each hip, and he's got one behind him. The snap and the handoff to that running back running from the very back of the backfield, if you will. Maverick Ashby on the carry. On the stop, Aiden Barker, 5'11 senior, getting in on the stop. And that is going to be a gain of 4. Make it 5, 2nd and 5. Shotgun snap and the handoff once again will go to Ashby. Ashby runs to the near sideline, has a first down and more, to the 30. Cut back at the 40, staying on his feet, shreds a tackler at midfield. To the 40, to the 35, where he's shoved out of bounds. No flags on the play. That is just a big boy run right there by the 5'8", just a freshman, Maverick Ashby. And that'll go all the way down to the 32 of Round County, where Houston will go be in the shotgun with Tay Thomas off his left hip. A duo of receivers each direction. The snap and the handoff will go to Thomas. Jumps over a defender, cuts back past one at the 25 and down to the 20. My goodness, Thomas showing some flashiness there. Another first down. Inside the 20 into the red zone go the Tomcats. Houston takes the snap, looking to pass over the middle to an open receiver. That was Braxton Jennings, who would have had the touchdown, but the pass way too high. And I mean way too high. Under 90 seconds, clock stopped, 1:28 exactly after the interception. Second down and 10 from the 18. Taking the snap is Houston. He'll hand off to Ashby. Right up the middle goes Ashby across the 15, down near the 10, just shy of the first down marker. Chris Cross on the stop. They say he was down short of the 10 at the 11. We'll say 3rd and 3. Ball in the right hash. Ashland Blazer on 3rd down. Dumps off into the flat and it's dropped. Intended receiver was Cameron Davis, and he just straight dropped it. The pass a little underthrown as well by Brandon Houston. And Ashland Blazer will have the ball on the 11-yard line. They need to get to the 8 for the first down on 4th down, and it looks like they're going to go for it. Running back off each hip of Brandon Houston. Tight end left, wide receiver way left, and one right. The snap and the handoff to Nichols. Nichols is going to be drugged down in the backfield, and that's going to be a turnover on downs. Round County holds firm on 4th down. 53.9 in Round County will take over on downs. A long way to go, though. 90 yards, it looks like. 89, roughly, to find pay dirt. As they will put the ball down, we will say that is on the 11-yard line. So 89 yards to go to find the end zone. And Round County will send out the offensive unit with 53.9 seconds left. Ashland Blazer has not attempted a field goal this year, so not surprising to see them go for it there. Norton will be in the shotgun. Norton will take the snap and will hand it off. Handoff will go to JT Judd, who goes around the right side, but really doesn't go anywhere. Stomped right near the original line of scrimmage. That'll bring up 2nd down and 10. Jackson Billups on the stop. A couple other Tomcats there as well. And I did say he did get back to the line of scrimmage, so 2nd down and 10, clock under 30 seconds left. This may be the last play of this quarter, depending if Round County throws it or not. Play clock at 12. Game clock at 18. 2nd and 10 from the 11. Round County's own 11.
It's a direct snap to Pelfrey. Pelfrey lowers his shoulder and trying to find room to run, does find a few yards, and will get out past the 15-yard line to the 16, and that'll bring us to the end of the first quarter. It'll be third and medium for Round County when we come back here at Putnam Stadium. It's Ashland Blazers 7, Round County nothing here on WIBY.
Morning, noon, and bite. It's buy one, get one for $1 at McDonald's. Choose from a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage McGriddles, and hash browns. For lunch, enjoy a McDouble, McChicken, six-piece chicken McNuggets, and more. Buy one, get one for $1. You can get two of the same item or mix and match them. Valid for product of equal or lesser value, cannot be combined with any other offer.
Available at your locally owned Healy Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
Moorhead Optimist Club Charitable Bingo at the K-Run Bingo Hall and Farmers is open every Friday and Saturday evening. Doors open at 4:30, pull tabs go on sale at 5, and the first bingo game is at 7. There's new bingo games, new pull tab games, including ones with progressive jackpots, plus the electronic pull tab games. Two coverall games at $5.99 and $1,000 are scheduled every night, and bingo payouts can go as high as the $5,000 state maximum. There's air conditioning, great concessions, and plenty of parking. Moorhead Optimist Club Charitable Bingo every Friday and Saturday evening at the K-Run Bingo Hall and Farmers. All proceeds benefit area youth. Charitable Gaming License 001694.
Heard that last spot, Cave Run Bingo, down in Farmers on the right, just before you get to that infamous roundabout in Farmers. Queen of Hearts still on the run, under 15 cards, and a huge running jackpot on that one right now. You get your name drawn, you pick the Queen of Hearts, Randy, you could walk out with some cash.
Should be total, should be over $10,000 tonight, after tonight.
And like you heard the very last line, all proceeds benefit local youth. 7-0, Round County trailing Ashland. They have it 3rd and 5 from their own 16 to start this second quarter. It will be a backpack pitch to Drake. He's going to heave it down the field, and Matt Owen couldn't catch it at the 45-yard line. A little flea flicker there. It was a little pitched back and to the right. I thought Drake was going to maybe run with it, but then he cocked it down the sideline, and Owen was being defended by Sam Lyons. And that will bring up 4th and 5. Love the idea there. Absolutely love the play idea. You gotta go to the back of the playbook when you play teams like Ashland, Randy. You gotta find those goofy ones sometimes. Drake will stay on the field and punt with 11:58 left here in this second quarter. Thomas back to return, standing at the Round County 41. Drake, nice end-over-end punt that's going to take a Round County bounce, go all the way to the 50. It is going to hit off of an Ashland player and recovered by Round County. Thomas misplays it again. He let it bounce, hit off his hand at the Ashland 45, and it just hopped away from him, and it's recovered by Round County. I did not see who was on the coverage, or on the recovery. It was Cameron Cross. Now we have flags after the play. My goodness, Round County will get the football back, trailing 7-0, 11:40. And it is a sideline warning on Round County. That means absolutely nothing in Round County football, or in high school football. You have to get 17 sideline warnings now before you get a penalty.
You made that up, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
I think it's 3. I don't know. I've never seen a penalty. It's always a warning. But Round County will have it at the Ashland 43. My goodness. Special teams woes for the Tomcats right now, and I can tell you right now, there is one unhappy Chad Tackett on that Blazer sideline. In the shotgun will be Norton from the Ashland 43, takes the snap, hands it off to Hamilton, running towards the Round County bench in the far sideline, and doesn't go much of anywhere. He maybe gained a yard as he was rushed out by a host of Tomcats. And you can maybe give him a quarter yard if you want. We'll say no gain. 2nd down and 10.
I kind of like the NFL and the college with this, when the clock would still be running right now.
Yep. New rule in college this year. First year that they've had it like that. Second down and 10. It's Norton, back to pass, goes up, and making the catch is Matt Nolan at the 20-yard line. How did he come down with that one? Inside the 20. What a catch, and Round County's in the red zone. On the coverage was Braxton Jennings, but a better catch by Matt Nolan, and Ashland Blazer is going to take a timeout. We will as well. Tomcats 7, Round County nothing. Vikings threatening here on WIVY.
Holbrook Drug is not like the big box store pharmacies. Holbrook Drug really knows their customers and their needs. They truly care about each customer. You're not just a number. The dollar spent at Holbrook Drug stays in Moorhead and helps the community. Come into Holbrook Drug today and experience the difference of a truly locally owned small town pharmacy. Old fashioned charm and modern elegance. Holbrook Drug, Main Street, Moorhead.
Your mission, should you decide to accept it, is to find the best place to get a quick loan, the best place to buy or sell a firearm, the best place to buy jewelry, the lowest prices on cell phones, laptop computers, televisions, and much more. The best place to buy fishing gear, the place with 10-month layaway that's open 7 days a week for your convenience. Your mission is to visit Bypass Pawn in Moorhead, Kentucky. This message will self-destruct.
They didn't give us the full 60 seconds. Lane Pelfrey took a direct snap, lowered his shoulder like we saw earlier this game, took it straight into the line of scrimmage and gained 1 yard on the play. Second down and 9 upcoming. Round County from the Ashland 17-yard line. We're in the second quarter, 10:50, clock rolling. Tomcats struck first. Tay Thomas on a huge run. That's the only scoring we've seen so far. Norton under center, two running backs in the backfield, and they will hand it off to Drake. Drake getting around the edge, cuts back towards the middle of the field, gets past the 15, where he's going to be drugged down by a host of Blazer, Ashland Blazer Tomcats, coming out of the pile first, and getting the credit will be Jackson Billups. Third down and short upcoming, third and 4. Ball inside the 15. Sits on the 12. They need to get to the 9 for the first down. Round County using a lot of that play clock. Under 10 on the play clock here. Norton in the shotgun. Tight end and a flanker each way. We have a timeout. Timeout, Round County, and we'll keep it right here. 2 o'clock tomorrow. Here on WIVY and also over on ESPN Plus, Drake comes to town and will face off against Moorhead State University at noon on ESPN. A huge game for the University of Kentucky Wildcats as Florida makes the trip to Lexington. Louisville in action right now. Last time I checked, they were scoreless against NC State. And that game started out really exciting, Randy. 5 consecutive punts to start that one, so not a whole lot of scoring going on there. And it is actually now does have a score. NC State does have a lead, 7-0 over Louisville. One top 25 matchup tonight, number 10 Utah, facing off against the Beavers, number 19 Oregon State. Brown County, a big 3rd and 4 here from the Ashland 12. Seven nothing Ashland Blazer leading as Norton in the shotgun. Make that Hamilton, though, rather. Hamilton will take the snap, and Hamilton's going to be crushed. Tried to get around the edge, but Tay Thomas leveled him there. He went low and up into them, and that'll bring up fourth down. Fourth down and 5 to go. Clock rolling, 9:30 first half. Seven nothing our score. And Round County's going to go for it. Norton will be in at quarterback with Hamilton off his right hip. Let's see what Round County draws up here. The fourth down snap. Norton passes over to the top to Owen, but it's over top of his head. Incomplete. Intended receiver was Owen. And on the coverage was Sam Lyons. And that'll be a turnover on downs with 9:08. Left in the second quarter, Ashland Blazer will take over with 80-plus yards to go. Looking at Class 4A, undefeated teams. Covington Catholic 6-0, Franklin County 5-0. Paducah Tillman and Boyle County both 6-0, along with Ashland Blazer. Corbin sits at 5-0, and Jefferson Town sits at 6-0. Those are your records atop of Class 4A here in the KHSA football standings. Houston will take the snap. Hands off to Thomas, running right up the middle, and he's got a lot of room across the 20. Cuts back at the 35 and tripped up by Richardson at the 35-yard line, and at the 36 we'll say he's tripped up at. And that could be a touchdown-saving tackle there by Will Richardson. First and 10.
We talked about scoring statistically. Ball's ahead of the 35. It scored the 36. Man, they put it, got it right on the board.
Quick snap and handoff, or pass rather, out to the near sideline is going to be complete to Dylan Duckweiler. On that pass was Houston. That's a gain out to the 42-yard line. That'll bring up second and 4.
Grayson Smith jumped the route like Ryan has done a couple times and just couldn't get there in time.
Two running backs in the backfield. Houston takes the snap and will hand it off to Jennings. Jennings has it across midfield, and he may score. Jennings to the 20, to the 10, 5. Touchdown, Ashland Blazers, 13-0. Braxton Jennings, a 6'1 junior, runs it in from deep. And Ashland is an extra point away from a 14-0 lead.
58-yard run.
Houston on the hold. Andrew Atkins will be the one to snap it. And Jake Sexton will be on for the extra point. Good snap, good hold, kick up. Wobbly kick, but it's good. 14-0, 7:56, second quarter. Ashland Blazer leading, and they'll kick off to Round County when we come back here on WIBY.
We at the Fuzzy Duck, Coffee Tree Books, and a good yarn in Coffee Tree Books would like to take this quiet moment to invite you to join or rejoin our community. Stop by the Fuzzy Duck to meet friends for a cup of locally roasted coffee, to have a decadent treat, or to enjoy a healthy meal. Then drift into Coffee Tree Books to discover a new writer or an old favorite. The Fuzzy Duck, Coffee Tree Books, and a good yarn in Coffee Tree Books are open Monday to Saturday, 159 East Main Street, Moorhead, Kentucky. We look forward to seeing your smiling face.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
Soccer district tournaments this week. The girls play on Monday. Championship game on Wednesday. Round Menifee at 8. Fleming Bath at 6. The boys play on Tuesday. Fleming Menifee at 6. Round Bath at 8. Championship at 8. Two championship games on Wednesday.
Hall at Paul Usley Stadium. An onside kick attempt that is going to be fielded cleanly by Round County and Colton Perkins, and he falls to the turf immediately. So Round County will have it near midfield. As Houston, just a little toe poke, onside a kick attempt, if you will. That really didn't go anywhere. Or do much of anything. Like I mentioned, with Perkins just wisely grabbing it and falling to the turf. 7:56. Round County trailing Ashland Blazer 14-0.
I don't want to jinx them, but that week off where they had a little time to rest and some extra practice really has Round County looking like a different football team tonight.
And the shotgun will be Norton, a flanker tight end left, running back in the backfield, and that running back Judd will get the handoff, has it across midfield, dives out towards the 45-yard line, and a good start to this drive by the 5'10 freshman, JT Judd. Ashby on the stop for Ashland Blazer. Second down,
Second down and four after the gain of six. Ball in the left hash. Norton in the shotgun along with Judd. Pelfrey in front of them, offset. Receiver and tight end left. Norton will take the snap and hand off to Judd, who lowers his shoulder and is met by a wall of Tomcats. Austin Nichols leading the charge. Also look like Logan DeBoer. So third down and three. They did say gain a yard. And that is the Ashland 45. Brown County is on. Three to go. Shotgun for Norton. Judd once again off his right hip. They will take the snap, hand off to Judd. He loses his footing, but somehow stays on his feet to get past the first down. He completely lost his footing and slipped at the 45. Somehow got that left foot in front of him and dove out to the 41. First down Vikings. 6:20 left, second quarter.
Nice freshman running back for Ashland Maverick. Ashby, and likewise for Round County with J.T. Judd.
A lot of young talent in this game, Randy. Whole lot of it. Judd stays on the field off that right hip once again. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. First and 10 from the Blazer 41. Norton will take the snap. Hands off to Judd, who runs left again. Judd will gain a few. Gets past the 40 to the 39. Second and medium upcoming. Sawyer Edens and Jackson Billups on the stop. 14-0, Ashland leading Round County. Round County driving second quarter. Will pass the midway point, 5.5. Stay tuned at the half. Take a look at our halftime statistics and also have an interview with Jason Sloan. Second and 8. Norton and Judd once again beside each other in the backfield. Letting the play clock run down. Takes the snap at 5, and it is going to be a double reverse. Richardson coming around the near sideline. Cuts back, stays on his feet to the 35. Down near the first down marker at the 30-yard line. Richardson drugged down from behind by Austin Nichols, but that's enough for another Round County first down. And Coach Tackett for Ashland Blazer furious. He thought there was a hold coming around the end. He was definitely letting the white hat, Justin Royster, hear it.
All I got to say is, give me a break.
From the Ashland 30, Round County, first and 10, 4:40. Ashland will get the ball to start the second half as Round County won the toss and elected to receive to start the game. Norton with 7 on the shot clock will take the snap, hands off to Judd. Judd following blockers and gets past the 30 where he's met by Sawyer Edens. That's going to be a gain of roughly 3 or so on the play.
2.5. Take your pick.
Yeah, I'll let you at home be the judge. 4:10 second quarter, Round County second, and we're going to call it 8. One score of interest, Boyd County and Greenup County. After one quarter, they were knotted up 14-14. Second down and 8. Shotgun formation once again. Two tight ends and a receiver left with Judd in the backfield with Norton. They'll pass out into the flat. Owen gets the pass, comes back to the middle of the field, and gets down to the 25-yard line. And Owen with another nice catch, and on the stop is Braxton Jennings for Ashland Blazer, the 6'1 junior, and that'll bring up third down from the 25, 5 to go.
Third down. Five to go.
14-0, Ashland Blazer. Norton jogs in from the sideline. A couple personnel changes for Round County. Ball on that left hash. Owen goes to the left side along with Drake and Richardson. Birchfield comes to the near sideline. Judd in the backfield with Norton, and Judd will take the handoff, and Judd will get across the first down marker and across the 20, but there's a flag. This will most likely be coming back for a hold, and it will be.
Coach did his job.
And there's an injured Viking over on the Round County sideline, but it is a hold on Round County. So this play will come back. And all the Round County bench goes to a knee as trainer Mandy over to the scene. And Kelly Ford and some of the coaching staff are going to go over there as well. We'll step aside. 2:52, second quarter. Ashland Blazer leading Round County 14. Actually, hold on. We'll keep it right here as the injured Viking is up off the field. That is JT Judd. And good news, folks, he got up quickly on his own and is now jogging on his own. So what looked like could have been disastrous for Round County from an injury perspective, it looks like he may be all right. And Kelly Ford is giving it to these officials, folks. In between the 20 and 30-yard line, he is livid.
Well, you know, he sees what happened with the holding call. They, after even the coach went ballistic on the officials because they didn't call one, and they bought that one.
So it's going to be a third down from the 35-yard line. So what was a first down and inside the 20 for Round County is now third down and 15 from the 35, all because of that hold. 2:45 left here in this second quarter. Play clock winding down past 15. Norton in the shotgun. Hamilton off his right hip as Judd has to sit out of play. Norton will pass over the middle. It is going to be complete to Owen, but not enough for the first down. He gets inside the 30 to the 28-yard line. That'll be where they put it down at. And it should be fourth and eight. And Round County's going to keep the offensive unit out on the field. With almost or approaching 2 minutes left here in this first half. Fourth and eight. Round County still in the huddle, ball in that left hash with 13 on the play clock. They now do break the huddle with 12. We'll jog up to the line of scrimmage. Fourth down and eight to go.
Got a timeout if they need it.
Two receivers left, one right. Norton takes the snap. Pass to the near sideline. Caught. It's pitched back, but not enough for the first down. What a cool play as it was caught by a receiver, then pitched back to Jackson Hamilton, who was running down the sideline, but he was just about a yard short of the first down marker.
You know, hook and lateral.
Owen caught it, pitched it back to Hamilton, but he can't get enough, and it's going to be a turnover on downs. Ashland Blazer will get it first and 10 from their own 23. I've had to be on my toes tonight, Randy. There have been some goofy plays.
Creative plays.
If you're Round County defense, you really need a big men at 39 here. Ashland Blazer will send out the offensive unit. Brandon Houston will be in the shotgun. Three receivers left. He'll take the snap and pitch it to the near side to Cameron Davis. Cuts back at the 30-yard line and will be drugged down from behind near the first down marker by Drake and also Dominic Justice.
Whoa.
Clock rolling. 90 seconds left. First down, Ashland Blazer. They'll have it from their own 36. Make that 34, I beg your pardon. Houston takes the snap. Looks left. Rolling out right. He's going to escape the pocket and run with it. Going to be drugged down by Hamilton just past the line of scrimmage. Clock will roll with a minute 10 left here in the second quarter. A short game, second and seven coming up. And timeout taken by Ashland Blazer will break as well. 14-0 Ashland Blazer leading and driving. Here's the first half wind downs on WIBY.
This is Lisa Kidd at Whitaker Bank. We take pride in providing friendly hometown service and exceptional products to our customers. Whether you're looking for a checking account that can actually save you money, like our Whitaker Perks account, or you just want a no-hassle checking account with a local bank you know and trust, what are you waiting for? Visit a branch today or give us a call at 606-784-8966 and let us show you why Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC.
There's no glory in getting beat up on the job. Aches and pains aren't trophies. They're just barriers keeping pros like you from getting work done. But Ferris Commercial Mowers help you finish strong and feel good doing it with patented suspension technology. Technology that reduces the effects of uneven terrain, virtually eliminating shock to the chassis and your body, letting you mow faster and get more done. Visit Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling or Flemingsburg today for a test drive. Ferris, work hard, feel good.
Second down, 8 to go. Make that 7 to go, rather, for Ashland Blazer from their own 37-yard line with 107 left, second quarter. Back to pass is Houston rolling out to the left, and he just heaves it down the field. Has a man. It's Atkins, and Atkins can't catch it. Had Atkins open. He was inside the 20s when he tried to make that catch. And the clock will stop with 59.2 and third down upcoming for Ashland Blazer.
Pretty good backup quarterback that can chuck it 50 yards in the air.
I was going to say, that was impressive. Third down and 7. Ashland Blazer with the clock stopped. We'll send 3 receivers left, 1 right. Houston in the shotgun with Davis in the backfield off his left hip. The snap to Houston. Pass out in the flat. That is going to be complete at the line of scrimmage for Braxton Jennings. Has it across midfield. Shoved out of bounds past the 45, where the clock will stop with 53.5 and a new set of chains for Ashland Blazer. To the 41-yard line of Round County, Ashland Blazer has it first and 10. Clock remains stopped after the first down. Tight end and a receiver right, 2 receivers left. Davis and Houston in the backfield as Houston takes a shotgun snap once again. Houston looking. There's a hold. It's going to be caught at the 25-yard line, but you could have seen that hold from Moorhead. The receiver who caught it, I'll say his name, was Nate Friese, but this is absolutely a hold. Six-five senior. Nice catch, but won't him out for anything after the hold. And this will be send it all the way back into Ashland territory. Randy, I believe I mispronounced his name. What were you going to say it was?
Freeze.
I was adding the extra E on the end. Back to the 49-yard line of Ashland Blazer. They will have it first and 10. Or make it rather, first and 20. Excuse me.
No, they want the clock to start, and they didn't start it. So.
Houston takes this shotgun snap, rolling out to his right. Houston looking, still looking. Escapes the pocket, has it across midfield to the 45, to the 40. At the 35, cuts back to the middle of the field, and going to be ripped down by Deshaun Watson. And that's right at the first down marker. They did stop the clock, and a timeout was called as well by Ashland. So we'll see where they spot it. If it is going to be enough for a first down, we have an injury on the far sideline. For Round County, Dominic Justice slow to get up on the far sideline as Ashland Blazer takes the timeout, second and 1, as they say he did not get the first down. 28.3 seconds left in this second quarter. So second down and 1 when they come out of the timeout for Ashland Blazer. No more timeouts remaining for Ashland Blazer, 2 for Round County. And keep in mind, Ashland Blazer will receive to start the second half. A big 28.3 seconds coming here in this one. If you can get a stop here and maybe a stop to start the second half and a score, you can fight your way back in this. Just a 2-score game right now. Houston will be in the backfield all by himself. There's a tight end left with 2 receivers, or make a tight end right with 2 receivers each way. Houston. And we're going to have a timeout. The official is going to take a timeout. It's Davey Fields, and come over and chat with the wide hat, Justin Royster. Verifying the spot on the field. All is well, and we'll do it again here. Second and 1. Houston in the shotgun.
Houston will take the snap. Three-step drop. Looks and passes to the far sideline over top of the intended receiver, Asher Atkins. And the clock will stop with third down, 24.7 seconds.
Third down, one to go.
Oh, third down, still one to go. Three receivers right this time, one left. Running back in the backfield with Houston. Houston will take the snap and pitch it to Davis. That running back around the right side has the first down and more. Pushed out of bounds inside the 20. At the 15-yard line, it'll be first and 10 inside the red zone for Ashland Blazer. Jackson Hamilton, the Viking who shoved out the runner Davis. And from the right hash, first and 10 for Ashland Blazer.
17 yards play. At the 15, Doug has first.
Two receivers right, a tight end, and a receiver left, running back in the backfield. And we're going to have a timeout round counting.
Again, coming up at halftime, we will review the two or three, whatever scores it is, when that comes up. And then have a talk with Jason Sloan, the president and CEO of the Round County, Morehead Round County Chamber of Commerce and Economic Development. Talking about development in the town, out on the 801 corridor. A couple special things coming up for the chamber, luncheon next week, and then eventually the awards banquet coming up shortly after that. Interesting talk with Jason Sloan.
18.8 left before we hit halftime. Tomcats, both scores, Randy. Important to note, 50 yards or more, both on the ground. Both big explosive plays. That's what you have to try to prevent when you're facing off against a team like Round County. Or Ashland, excuse me, if you're Round County. On the right hash, first and 10 from their Round County 15, Ashland Blazer. 18 seconds left and a 14-0 lead they will receive after the half to get the third quarter underway. Houston in the backfield. Houston back to pass, passes to the near side, or he's going to keep it. Now we'll pass it to the near sideline, and it's going to be a touchdown, Ashland Blazer. He finds Jennings at about the 2-yard line. He dips the ball down and catches it inside the pylon. What a pump fake there by Houston as he faked it. And he fooled me, including, and he fooled some of the Round County players and me included. As he tucked it, bootlegged out, and when he got into the open area, Braxton Jennings able to catch it, like I said, just shy of the end zone and tuck it inside the pylon, 20-0 with 11.9 left here in this first half. Extra point attempt by Jake Sexton is on the way, and it is good. 21-0. Ashland Blazer leading Round County here at Putnam Stadium. And with the half just right around the corner, we will keep it right here. For Round County, looking ahead, two more games at home in back-to-back weeks, Johnson Central and Boyd County. And then they will end the season on the road two times at Greenup County and at West Carter.
Eight play, 77-yard drive, a minute 28. And that one hurt.
That one definitely did. Especially with Ashland getting the timeout, or getting the ball coming out of the timeout at half.
I don't know how many seconds should have run off, but when they didn't start the clock when the White Hat rolled it that one time, that gave them a little extra time. But I don't think it would have been 11.9 seconds on that.
Houston will come on to kick for Ashland Blazer. We've seen two line drives. Kind of a half onside attempt, onside kick attempt. So we'll see what we see here. And it won't be Houston, actually. It will be Tucker Keener.
He's been kicking off.
Houston gave it a toe poke a little bit ago. So a lot of people getting in on special teams. But Keener. And it's actually going to be the quarterback once again. And it is going to be fielded by the hands team up on the front line, and Round County will start this possession Let's see where they put it. Right around the 44 with 10.5 seconds left. Still don't have a spot.
Got to switch balls first.
And they put it down at the 44. That is the Viking 44. And it looks like Brown County is going to take a knee and send this one to the locker room.
It may be a trick play here.
You never know. Norton will go under center with three running backs surrounding his backside. Norton will take the snap and put a knee to the ground, and that'll bring us to the half. Halftime intermission here in Ashland at Putnam Stadium. Ashland Blazer 21, Round County nothing here at the half. We'll send it back to Owen at the station. Get an opportunity to thank some of our wonderful sponsors for making this broadcast possible. Randy will come back with some halftime stats, and then we'll have an interview with President and CEO of Morehead Round County, Jason Sloan. Halftime score, Ashland 21, Round County nothing here on WIVY.
A lot has changed since the first Clark's Pump and Shop opened in 1976. Things that haven't changed, Clark's Pump and Shop's commitment to the communities they serve and the exceptional customer service they provide. Go online at myclarkspns.com or download the mobile app for monthly specials, employment opportunities, and more. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel Clark's Pump and Shops.
This is Taylor with Eagle Finance here in Moorhead. Need some extra cash? Think Eagle Finance. Thinking about fixing up the house this fall or needing a few car repairs? Whatever the reason, come see us at Eagle Finance. We are located at 1675 Flemingsburg Road, right off of I-64. Apply online at eagle.com or call us today at 606-780-1000.
All loans subject to normal credit policies and may require collateral. Not all products or services available in all states. Individual and joint credit available. Other conditions may apply.
When a catastrophe strikes with your car or truck windshield, you'll want to do the right thing by calling Right Way Auto Glass in Moorhead. They're local, and you'll be talking with a real person. Right Way Auto Glass is a preferred provider for all insurance companies. Right Way can provide same or next day service, and all work comes with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And the best news, the replacement glass and installation is free with your full or comprehensive insurance. Can't come to the Moorhead shop? No problem. They'll come to you. Right Way Auto Glass of Moorhead, serving Eastern Kentucky. Have your glass installed the right way.
This is Gene Porter of the Porter Group Insurance Agency. We offer free Medicare educational classes for your small groups, such as church groups or senior groups. We know Medicare is confusing with all the scams. Call us at 606-780-1387 to provide you with the direction you need in this confusing Medicare world. That's 606-780-1387.
At First National Bank, we strive to make every person that walks through our doors feel like family, because to us, you are. For over 120 years, we have lived in and served the families of Kentucky with genuine care through the good times and the bad. Come and see the difference banking with family can truly make for you at any of our 7 locations, or visit our website at www.fnbgrayson.com. First National Bank, member FDIC.
Line X of Moorhead is your source for Line X protective coatings, and now your source for Value Guard undercoating. Value Guard is a military-grade material that offers superior protection for any vehicle. First, they clean and condition the surface, fog all body cavities, then apply Value Guard undercoating to your vehicle. Platinum Series Line X bed coatings are also available. Line X of Moorhead, just off I-64, exit 133. Online at lineXofMoorhead.com.
At the end of tonight's game, we'll be selecting the St. Clair Healthcare Viking Player of the Game. And in the morning at 9 o'clock from the downtown Healy Family McDonald's in Moorhead, we'll have Viking Sports Extra. Coming up in just a few moments at halftime, Jason Sloan, President and CEO of Moorhead Round County Chamber of Commerce and Economic Development, will talk with us. Round County got the opening kickoff, kept it for more than 6 months. minutes, but not able to score. Ashland's first possession, Braxton Jennings scored on an 11-yard run. Jake Sexton added the extra point. That was 3:40 to go in the first quarter. Six play, 75-yard drive that took 2 minutes and 2 seconds. 7-0 Ashland. That's all the scoring in the first quarter. In the second quarter, with 7:56 to go, Jennings scored again. He's going to score all three of these touchdowns. A 58-yard run at that point. Sexton added the extra point. That was the third play on an 88-yard drive. It took a minute and 12 seconds, 14-0. In Brown County, got it in the red zone, couldn't score, and finally Ashland got it back late in the quarter. Eight-play drive with 77 yards. It took a minute and 28 seconds. Braxton Jennings caught a 15-yard pass from Brandon Houston, and it was 21-0 Round County at the half. Round County, again, played very well in that half, but not able to get it in the end zone. That's been a problem for them at times this season. We're going to break now. When we come back, we'll have our interview with Jason Sloan. After this on WIVY.
For Phillips and more, remember Valero in Moorhead. Gasoline, a full convenience store, an automatic car wash. And first responders, yours is free. Hibachi Express next to Valero is open 11 to 9 Monday through Saturday, closed on Sunday. Enjoy great Japanese and Chinese dishes, sushi, appetizers, lunch and dinner specials, and officers get 10% off. Order online at HibachiExpressKY.com. Valero and Hibachi Express, Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead.
Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware has a lot to offer and a little bit of everything. We have ladders for those tall jobs and wheelbarrows for the dirty jobs. Tired of hand driving those nails? We have nail guns to save your thumbs. Drills are pretty much a household tool, and we have those too. We even have siding removal tools and Dremel tools. Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Moorhead. Ace is the helpful place.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
There are moments in our lives that change everything, where hard work pays off with a burst of opportunity. That's why each year, Kentucky Farm Bureau and its county offices give away hundreds of thousands of dollars in college scholarships. You see, Kentucky Farm Bureau does more than just insure homes and autos. We help ensure that more Kentuckians have a chance to achieve their dreams. Kentucky Farm Bureau, big on commitment.
Call Rowan County Farm Bureau insurance agent Larry Knipp, 783-1868.
Fall into savings all this week on many of your fall favorites at Allen's IGA. You'll find the value pack of USDA Open Acres chicken drumsticks is only 99 cents a pound. Two large 16-ounce cans of Bush's Best Variety beans are just $3. And Marie Callender entrees and pot pies are two for only $7. Falling prices at Allen's IGA, downtown Moorhead. Visit Allen's website for money-saving coupons.
IGA.
Cascade Jewelry is the place to go for sterling silver, gold, diamonds, jewelry repair service, and so much more. Accessories include the popular brands Bourbon and Bow Ties and genuine Ray-Ban sunglasses. Personal one-on-one service is Cascade's specialty. Family owned and operated since 1960, Cascade Jewelry, 2500 U.S. Highway 60 east of Moorhead. Like us on Facebook.
Eagle Chevrolet GMC in downtown Moorhead has an outstanding selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. You can go online to EagleChevyKY.com to check out their inventory, their expert service options, special offers and incentives, and what their customers are having to say. Also, check them out on Facebook and see pictures of those happy customers. Call the sales and service departments at 606-784-6411. That's Eagle Chevrolet GMC, 329 East Main Street in Moorhead. Halftime feature tonight is with Jason Sloan, President and CEO of the Moorhead Round County Chamber of Commerce and Economic Development. I always like to talk with Jason because he's always got exciting things going, but let's just hit the next few weeks. Next week is a luncheon for the Chamber of Commerce.
Randy, thanks for having me on. Yeah, next week, October 5th at noon, Morehead Conference Center, we have our Secretary of State, Michael Adams, as our guest speaker. Secretary Adams will be visiting Morehead. This will be his second visit in this term for him. He'll be here to speak about a lot of the election changes that he has put in place with the legislature over the last 4 years, and what voters probably should expect when they go to the polls in November to cast those votes.
And coming up soon is the annual awards banquet.
Yes, this is one of our signature events of the year, and we brought this back in 2021, and it has significantly grown each year. Last year, we were blessed to be able to have our largest crowd of over 300-plus people, and we're excited to be able to get that back. But it's coming up on November the 14th. Registration's open for those sponsorships that are out there. We have sponsorships on three different tiers, platinum, corporate, and gold. Platinum comes at a $550 price tag, a table of 10, corporate $450 at a table of 10, and several different tiers for marketing capabilities. And then our gold packages are smallest at $350, comes with a table of 8 and some additional marketing. Individual tickets are $50 per, so come out and help us celebrate the accomplishments of our community, our small town, our businesses, and just be able to have a good night of networking among friends, and we'll feed you good.
Those of us who are members know what the Chamber of Commerce does for us, but I'm sure some folks who are not a member would probably be surprised at everything you do.
Absolutely. A lot of people really don't understand the roles of chambers, but to really sum it up, chamber is your advocate. You know, we're advocating, whether it's at the local level with our city or county government, we're advocating at the state level on policies and things that are going through the General Assembly, and we're working with those legislators, and we're trying to help make sure that the needs of what business bring to us, whether it's a problem, a need, an addition, those type of things, that we're that voice to be able to give them. You know, our members, they invest in us every year, and we use that money to be able to be their voice in those circles that they need. So we're honored to be able to do that, and we continue to do that at a very high level to be able to make sure that those voices are being heard when they speak to us.
What really excites folks, though, it seems, is when you start talking about economic development.
You know, that's a question that I get all the time. You know, what's new coming to town? And you know, in economic development, there's things that you can say and there's things you can't say, just for privacy purposes. But we have a lot going on right now. You know, we've been doing this now for 4 years, and I'm happy to say that we've been very, very aggressive in trying to do the things collectively as an organization in our economic development with our board of directors to be able to put us on a trajectory to help us grow as a community, to help us be what we think we can be in 4 years, 5 years, 10 years, and looking out. Just some of the things that we're currently doing: we're updating our downtown strategic plan, and basically it's a five-year vision to be able to take a look at what the hotel is that is scheduled for downtown, looking at our current business formats for things that are happening on Main Street, and being able to look at what those needs are and prioritizing those. You know, we've also got an aggressive three-tier recruitment effort going for retail, food, and lodging. We're currently working with several folks with our shopping centers, and hopefully we'll have some announcements in the future coming soon. So a lot of that's playing out and really positive dividends for us. You know, another piece that we're working with, and I actually just met with this organization just prior to this speaking with you now, is you know, the Hucks development going on out at the interstate across from the Kroger Center. You know, it's going to be a really nice facility. They're going to employ 50 to 60 folks. They're going to have a wide variety of food options, fuel, things to be able to offer the everyday traveler. So the timeline on that project is they're looking to possibly have that ready to go in January of 24, maybe as late as February to open that facility up. Very community-minded people. They're thrilled to be here in Morehead, and we're thrilled to have them. You know, just some other things I get asked about, you know, 801 and the growth in the county. You know, those are things that are always a work in progress, but there is growth happening. You know, in the last month and a half, we've had Primary Plus to open up on Kentucky 801, and that adds another element of health care opportunities to the people here in Morehead and Round County. But we also had, just this past Wednesday, we opened up and cut the ribbon for the People's Bank expansion, located directly beside Kentucky 801 and the Yamaha shop. You know, that those are some really great people, and they're thrilled to be here in Morehead and Round County, and we're just happy to be able to offer another service to the people here. And probably the one I get the most questions on all the time is, you know, back in June we announced Eastern Light Distilling, and that's a big deal. Eastern Light Distillery, that's a $150 million capital investment. 50 new jobs, average wage of $33 an hour. Going to have the annual production of 90,000 barrels per year to be able to go into production once they get operational. We're in the very early phases of that piece. They're going through their due diligence, but we're hopeful that hopefully by the end of the year, maybe sooner, that we'll be able to finalize a few pieces with them, and they'll be able to get to start pushing dirt, hopefully, on the property that they're choosing later on this year or early in 24.
That's Jason Sloan, President and CEO, Morehead Round County Chamber of Commerce and Economic Development. We'll be back with more after this on WIVY.
Gateway Cycles at Mount Sterling has CF Moto side-by-sides built to fit any job, shed, or budget. The new U-Force lineup of hard-working machines feature the perfect model for your needs. Like the U-Force 600 series, perfect for any farm, cabin, or ranch. With a 580cc engine and powerful winch, you can't go wrong with this workhorse. How about the U-Force 1000 featuring a three-person bench? Take your family and friends on this one. No matter what U-Force machine you choose, you've got a work partner that can handle their own. Stop by Gateway Cycles in Mount Sterling, gatewaycycles.com.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Morehead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
Summertime and the living is easy here off the beaten path in and around Morehead and Round County, Kentucky. Go to visitmorehead.com and take your pick of outdoor music or indoor folk art or fishing or hiking or water sports or whatever floats your boat here where the bluegrass meets the mountains in the foothills of the Daniel Boone National Forest. We're off the beaten path, but easy to find. Just follow the fun.
At First Federal, we offer home loans in all shapes and sizes. Whether you're looking to build a new home, purchase a mobile home, complete home improvements, or invest in rental property, we have the loan for you. With our experienced lending team, we can structure the perfect loan for your financial situation. If you're looking for an institution with experienced lenders and flexible terms, come see us at 211 West Main Street in downtown Morehead or call us at 784-4187. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Your husband is pretty handy to have around. He makes the world's best mac and cheese. He's in the Tickle Monster Hall of Fame. And he can teach anyone how to throw strikes. But a busted pipe and a basement full of water?
I think we need a plumber!
Is a little out of his league. That's where a homeowner's policy from Shelter Insurance comes in handy. We'll help get your house back in order and your husband back to what he does best.
This is Caleb Staggs, Shelter Insurance in the Pinecrest Plaza in Morehead. Give us a call at 606-784-6703.
Reno Steak, Chicken, and Ribs at 1695 Flemingsburg Road in Morehead has something for everyone. Dine-in, carry-out, and catering available. They have tender steaks, mouth-watering ribs, lunch specials, and an inspired kids' menu. On Wing and Wednesday from 4 to closing, there's dollar bone-in wings and 75-cent boneless wings. For dessert, enjoy four styles of yummy Cheesecake Factory desserts and much more. Reno Steak, Chicken, and Ribs in Morehead. Call 606-783-0467.
Cincinnati leads St. Louis 7-0 in the bottom of the second. Hear the Reds tomorrow night on here on WIVY, 7:15 start in St. Louis. MSU versus Drake tomorrow afternoon, 2 o'clock on WIVY. And Jerry with the call on ESPN+. And UK versus Florida at noon tomorrow, WKCA and ESPN.
Couple scores from around the area. Boyd County leading Greenup County at the half, 27-14. East Carter was up a lot on Bath County late in the second quarter, 21-0. Those are a couple games of interest in the area. Want to mention some good news for those in Moorhead. Main Street is back open for traffic. During halftime, I happened to glance on my phone and saw the announcement from the city of Moorhead. So, good news there. I can't comment on if it's been paved or anything, but I know that has been a big, I guess maybe hiccup in the Moorhead area, if you will, of late. Main Street, though, back open for traffic, and we are about to be back ready for football here at Putnam Stadium. 21-0, Ashland leading Round County, and Round County will kick off to start this second half. Ashland will send back Cameron Davis and Braxton Jennings to return, standing just shy of their 20-yard line. As Josh Drake will be the one to kick off for Round County from our left to right. Round County, white tops, green lettering and numerals with green pants and green helmets with black stripe down the pants. Maroon tops and pants for Ashland Blazer. Two white stripes on the sides of those jerseys with white lettering and numerals and white helmets. And this is going to be an onside kick attempt that is going to go right into the lap of Ashland Blazers' Jake Sexton. And he's going to take it across midfield to the Round County 43-yard line. And that will be where Ashland Blazers starts first and 10. I almost said that, Randy, that we may see an onside kick attempt here. But
yeah, he was setting up his players for that. And, you know, I think I probably was hoping that Ashland didn't believe him. But, oh well.
So from the Round County 43, Ashland Blazer will start first and 10. Houston will be in the shotgun with Thomas in the backfield off his right hip. Three receivers right and a tight end left. Freeze that tight end left. Houston will take the snap and hand it off to Thomas, who runs right up the middle. And the ball's loose. Ball came loose and Round County has it. As soon as he got to the line of scrimmage, he coughed it up. It fell straight to the turf. No one for Ashland realized it, but Round County did. Will Richardson on the recovery. So Round County forces the turnover. So they'll have it from their own 41, first and 10.
Well, that was quick. Still only played 10 seconds in this quarter.
11:50 left here in the third, and this is their second possession. Don't get to say that too often. Norton in the shotgun. He'll take the snap, and he will hand it off. Running left is Hamilton. Hamilton's going to be hit in the backfield. He maybe lost a yard on the play. On the tackle, Cameron Davis.
Put it back at the original line of scrimmage.
Yeah. So, no gain, no loss. Second and 10.
Freshman right guard Clay Creech limping off the field.
Hopefully nothing too serious.
He didn't have any help. He was on his own, just a little gimpy.
Four on the play clock. Round County needs to hurry. Norton with two will take the snap. Three-step drop. Norton flushed out of the pocket, escaping to the near sideline, trying to get away, and he will be tackled from behind. He is chased down by Jake Sexton right at the line of scrimmage. So third down coming up. And they will say he lost a yard on the play, so third and 11. Third down and 11 now for Round County. Clock rolling. 10 and a half. Third quarter, 21-0. Blazer in control as Norton will jog in from the sideline with the play call. Hamilton off the right hip of Norton in the shotgun. The snap. Quick pass over the middle. Intercepted. Intercepted by Ashland Blazers' Tay Thomas at the 40, to the 30, to the 20, and that's going to be a pick six for Ashland Blazer. Tay Thomas, the 5'11 junior, intercepts it and takes it to the house.
I've got 45 yards, my spot.
You heard Randy, 45 yards is what he's going to go with. And that is the second interception return for a touchdown this year, the other one by Maverick Ashby. Extra point upcoming off the foot of Jake Sexton on the hold of Houston. Two ticks under 10 minutes left here in this third quarter. We've already had two turnovers. Snaps a good one, holds a good one, kick up, and it looks good as well. It is 28-0 Ashland Blazer on the pick six. They lead over Round County here on WIVY.
This is Beth Mays. Because of the vacancy for circuit judge, there is a special election on November 7th. I'm seeking the unexpired term for circuit judge for Bath, Menifee, Montgomery, and Rowan counties because I have the experience to do the job and because I care about you. I want to provide you and your family a fair and efficient experience in the court system. Vote for me, Beth Mays, for circuit judge on November 7th. Paid for by citizens to elect Beth Lewis Mays, circuit judge, John T. Lane, treasurer.
After more than 42 years on Clinic Drive, Cave Run Pharmacy has moved to 255 Old Flemingsburg Road beside Long John Silver's in Moorhead. There's plenty of parking and a drive-through window at the new location, and of course the friendly staff you're used to seeing at Cave Run Pharmacy. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to noon on Saturday. Call 606-783-1511. Cave Run Pharmacy, now in their new location, 255 Old Flemingsburg Road beside Long John Silver's in Moorhead.
A 45-yard pick six from Tay Thomas, and it's 28-0 Ashland Blazer. As Houston to kick off for Ashland Blazer, and this is going to be a toe poke line drive that's going to be fielded at the 20-yard line by Drake. Josh Drake spins it to 25, out towards the 30-yard line he goes, where he'll be brought down. Brought down there by Ashland Blazer's Brandon McGee. And it'll be first and 10 Ashland, or make it rather first and 10 Round County, after the Ashland score from their own 30-yard line, it looks like. Nope, we'll call it to 29. .950 third quarter. Norn will go under center this time. Two running backs in the backfield. First play of this drive for Round County. They turn and hand off to Pelfrey, who's stuffed at the line of scrimmage. About five Ashland Tomcats there on the charge. Malachi Ward going to get credit. Cam Davis also there. Second and nine for Round County. Shotgun formation this time for Norton. Hamilton off his right hip. Tight end receiver left. Pelfrey and a flanker. Norton will take the snap. Hands off to Hamilton. Hamilton running to the near far sideline. And that is going to not be the wise decision as he goes nowhere. He's tackled for a loss and the clock will run under 9 minutes. Third and long upcoming. Davis once again on the stop. That's back to the 25-yard line of Round County. Third and 14. Round County has put themselves in a tough spot here in this drive. Third and 15. Play clock under 10. Norton will take the shotgun snap, hands off to Hamilton, and it's going to be a reverse as he hands it off back to Richardson, who's tackled way in the backfield. On the tackle, and a nice tackle in the backfield, Austin Nichols. And that's way in the backfield. Back inside the 20 at the 17, and it'll be fourth and really long. 22 to be exact. And Drake will be on to punt. Ashland Blazer looks like they're going to have great field position on their next possession. Cam Davis back to return, and he's standing in Round County territory at the 45. Drake, though, set to punt, standing at his own 5-yard line. And we're going to have a timeout by the official. Not sure what's going on. Looks like Round County may be taking a timeout. We're late getting to it. So we'll just go ahead and keep it right here for now. Tomorrow, Randy, you'll be at Moorhead Downtown McDonald's, the Healy McDonald's there beside the hospital, for Viking Sports Extra, 9 o'clock. And I'm a little biased, but I have a feeling it's going to be a great, great, great broadcast and great interviews. Larry Sloan will be coming by. He's going to be bringing some of the golfers. And as a former Round County golfer myself, that is no doubt going to be a great conversation with the Hall of Famer.
Will Jones following your footsteps. He's making the state tournament as an individual.
That's awesome to see Will making the state finals. They've completely redone golf in the state of Kentucky since I played. They now have sectionals and different amounts of players and different amounts of teams go. The regions are different, so things have changed quite a bit. So good to see Will in the new format make it all the way to the finals.
And Athena Singh will go, and she'll probably be one of the favorites.
Absolutely. Drake standing at his own 5. On 4th and 22, it's a high snap, but he's able to reel it in, and this punt is almost blocked. Don't know how it wasn't. It'll take a Round County bounce at the 40, and we'll stop dead at the 48-yard line of Round County, and that will be where Ashland starts 1st and 10, and Round County's lucky that wasn't blocked. There were two Tomcats barreling through that line of scrimmage. Did you know Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift were dating, Randy?
Yeah, well. Okay, ask me if I care.
Oh, man. You can't even turn on Twitter or Facebook or even the news without being bombarded with that. If you don't know what I'm talking about, well, welcome out of your turtle shell. 1st and 10, Ashland Blazer from the round 48. He'll turn and hand to Davis, and Davis has a wide open lane. He's going to go untouched. We've got a flag way behind the play. It's a touchdown right now for Ashland Blazer, but there is a penalty marker at the 43. I think this may be extracurricular activities on Round County. We'll have to see. Right now it sits 34-0. The touchdown does count. And it's a dead ball personal foul. That's going to be against Ashland Blazer. And then also one against Round County, so they will offset.
Now, if you got to do that, don't throw the flag.
Well, it is important to remember, Randy, that does go as an unsportsmanlike conduct for that player. And if you get two of those in a game, it's an ejection in KHSAA. So it does mean a little bit. 34-0. Extra point. Getting ready to be en route by Jake Sexton. Not a good snap, but a good hold. Kick up. And the kick looks good, and it is. 35-0. Ashland Blazer in control here at Putnam Stadium here on WIBY.
Teamwork is what it's all about. At the Citizens Bank, our team focuses on taking care of you, whether it's purchasing a new home, growing your small business, consolidating credit card debt, or saving money for a rainy day. The Citizens Bank has got you covered. We have 5 convenient locations in Bath, Morgan, and Round Counties, or call 1-800-780-4808. While some banks focus on money, we focus on you. The Citizens Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Morning, noon, and bite. It's buy one, get one for $1 at McDonald's. Choose from a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage McGriddles, and hash browns. For lunch, enjoy a McDouble, McChicken, six-piece chicken McNuggets, and more. Buy one, get one for $1. You can get two of the same item or mix and match them. Valid for product of equal or lesser value, cannot be combined with any other offer.
Available at your locally owned Healy Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
35-0, 7-12 left here in this third quarter. You want to give a drive summary, Randy?
One play, 48 yards, 10 seconds.
I was going to say it wasn't much, but it was explosive. Fall break upon us for Round County Schools. I want to wish safe travels to everyone who may be traveling on this fall break as Ashland Blazers' Jake Sexton boots this one down the field, and Watson is going to misplay it but pick it up at the 6. Watson's going to be tackled inside the 10 What a play there by Ryde Rucker. Rucker with a heck of a play as Watson misplayed and Round County has horrible field position to start this drive.
Is that the six?
Yes, that is the six-yard line. Never good.
Again, at the end of the game, we'll select the St. Clair Healthcare Round County Viking Player of the Game.
And I'll be interviewing Coach Ford today. I want to step down on the field and chat with Coach Ford.
Got to save him a little bit of time since the Ford family's headed for Murray tonight after the game for family weekend in Racer Country.
Under center is Norton. He'll take the snap, turn, and pitch. Finds Hamilton. Hamilton trying to get back to the line of scrimmage, and he maybe just barely does. Under 7 minutes, third quarter. Lyons and Davis on the stop.
I was wondering if since the game is a little bit out of hand now, if they're not, we're not going to see JT Judd again in this one. Haven't seen him out there on the field.
Judd hurt in the first half, what Randy is alluding to.
Yeah, he actually worked out some, though, at halftime. But, you know, maybe.
There he is. They have taken his helmet.
Yep.
And he is sitting on the training bench. So I would be shocked to see him back anymore tonight. Under five on the play clock. Norton in the shotgun, standing on his own goal line. He'll take the snap, back to pass, pump fakes, goes down the sideline, and it is going to be picked off. Picked off by Ashland Blazer. That is Cam Davis, and Davis is going to run it in for six. Another pick six.
Cam Davis, you have first and return.
41-0, and we'll have a running clock the remainder of this one. And things starting to unravel, Randy.
Yep. Thought I had that line spotted. 5, 10, 15, I believe. It was the 15-yard line, but that was hard to pick from that far across the field.
And those hash marks are starting to fade away, too, as the ground gets chopped up here. Sexton on for the extra point. Kick up. Has the distance and has the direction, 42-0. Brown County trailing Ashland, 42-0. All Tomcats here on WIVY.
Holbrook Drug can beat those big drugstore chain prices on your next prescription. Just bring in your prescriptions and let Holbrook Drug be your pharmacy and save you money. Come in and check out all of Holbrook Drug's new product lines, including Lean and Tree cards, Yankee candles, leaded crystal, and so much more. Holbrook Drug, still here for you on Main Street in Moorhead since 1946.
Surprise the one you love with a gift of jewelry from Bypass Pawn in Moorhead. Bypass Pawn has a large selection of jewelry without the big price tag. Stop by and take a look today. If jewelry's not what you need, then pick from the region's largest selection of guns, knives, flat screen TVs, game systems, and games. Whatever you're looking for, odds are that Bypass Pawn has it. Bypass Pawn, 897 Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead, voted the region's number one pawn shop.
42-0. Ashland Blazer leads, and they kick this one off from our right to left. That's going to hit the ground and go all the way into the end zone for a touchback. That one barely got to the end zone. That could have been disastrous, as Round County will have it first and 10 to start this drive with a running clock in this one. So the clock will not stop the remainder of the evening, which means we're going to have a quick second half. First and 10 from the 20. Vikings will start this drive.
Doug Norton's still in there, quarterback. Figure we'll see Matthew Hamilton some during the course of the next few moments that remain in this half.
16 minutes and change left in this contest. 4-10. Left in the third quarter. Snap and handoff to Hamilton, trying to get around the end. He is not going to be tackled in the backfield for a loss. On the stop, Mason Wolf. He loses a good chunk here. Back inside the 15 at the 14, second and long.
13, and loss of 7. Second and 17.
Could never get around the edge, and then he got pushed back and didn't go to the ground, so he lost a few more yards.
I know that's a bigger, pretty good size defensive one. Actually, maybe a lot of JV guys are in there now, so might work better between the tackles right now, because they certainly have speed to cover those jet sweeps, those runs outside.
Second and 17, approaching 3 minutes left, third quarter. And the ball's fumbled on the snap. Norton falls right on it. Maybe actually gained a yard on it. Out to the 15. Third down and long upcoming. Third and 15. Brown County still in no hurry. Johnson Central next week. Keep in mind that game is on Thursday. Well, third and 15. Norton in the shotgun. And we have an official timeout. And we'll take one as well. Round County's going to take the timeout. 42-0, all Ashland Blazer here on WIBY in the third quarter.
We at the Fuzzy Duck, Coffee Tree Books, and a good yarn in Coffee Tree Books would like to take this quiet moment to invite you to join or rejoin our community. Stop by the Fuzzy Duck to meet friends for a cup of locally roasted coffee, to have a decadent treat, or to enjoy a healthy meal. Then drift into Coffee Tree Books to discover a new writer or an old favorite. The Fuzzy Duck, Coffee Tree Books, and a good yarn in Coffee Tree Books are open Monday to Saturday, 159 East Main Street, Moorhead, Kentucky. We look forward to seeing your smiling face.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
Third down and 15 pass up the far sideline right in front of the Round County bench. Was enough for the first down, but short of the intended receiver, Josh Drake, and that'll bring up fourth and 15, and the punting unit will come on for Round County as they are deep in their own territory. See, one thing I'm hoping for tonight and into the morning, Randy, is a better performance from the United States men's golf team at the Ryder Cup. An abysmal 6.5 to 1.5 start this past day, and they are way behind the eight ball over in Europe. Under 90 seconds left in this quarter, and that snap goes over the head of Drake. Drake has it in the end zone, and he's going to somehow be able to get the punt off. It's not going to be a real good one, but somehow he was able to escape out of the end zone, get the punt off, and it's going to go all the way to the 38-yard line. My goodness. A bad snap that could have been disastrous. Somehow Drake gets it out of the end zone, and Ashland's going to have great field position to start this drive, but it could have been a whole lot worse. It could have been a safety or even a touchdown. And this game, Randy, has hit a wall from a pace standpoint. People kind of just walking around and moving around the field. Some players limping. See Madden Owen, pretty significant limp favoring that right leg. We'll have to check with Coach Ford after the game about injuries. A handful of Vikings have been shaken up. Snap and a handoff will go to Rucker. Rucker coming to the near sideline. First time we mentioned his name, and he'll get a good chunk on first down. He stays on his feet. He's still on his feet. Gets the first down. Round County thought he was pretty much down at the 30-yard line. They gave up on the play, and keeping his feet under him is Rucker, and he gets a huge chunk of first down and more. You got to play to the whistle. Quarter will come to an end. 42-0. All Ashland Blazer. Fourth quarter ahead of us here on WIBY.
This is Macy with Eagle Finance in Moorhead, and we can help with the extra cash you need. Whatever the reason, come see us. We offer affordable monthly payments and same-day loan approvals. Located at 1675 Flemingsburg Road, right off I-64. Loans made easy, payments made affordable. You can apply online at eagle.com or call us today at 606-780-1000.
All loans subject to normal credit policies and may require collateral. Not all products or services available in all states. Individual and joint credit available. Other conditions may apply.
When a catastrophe strikes with your car or truck windshield, you'll want to do the right thing by calling Right Way Auto Glass in Moorhead. They're local, and you'll be talking with a real person. Right Way Auto Glass is a preferred provider for all insurance companies. Right Way can provide same or next day service, and all work comes with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And the best news, the replacement glass and installation is free with your full or comprehensive insurance. Can't come to the Moorhead shop? No problem. They'll come to you. Right Way Auto Glass of Moorhead, serving Eastern Kentucky. Have your glass installed the right way.
Three, two, one. 42-0. All Ashland Blazers started the fourth quarter, and they have the football driving deep in Round County territory in the red zone. Caleb Conway is our quarterback now for Ashland, running back each direction. Conway will take the snap and hand it off. That handoff goes to Duckweiler. Gains maybe a yard on the play. That'll bring up second down. Hamilton and Richardson on the stop. Mass substitution for Round County. A lot of clean jerseys making their way out onto the field, as both teams pretty content to play junior varsity the remainder of this one. So we will be most likely saying numbers we haven't said tonight. As Conway in the shotgun actually said no gain on the play, so second and 10. Conway will take the snap, hands it off to the running back running to the right. That is going to be Duckweiler. Duckweiler staying on his feet, and he'll get in for six. Penalty marker on the field, though, and it's going to come back. It's going to be a hold on Ashland Blazer. So wipe the touchdown. I was going to say, that one looked pretty easy. Someone had to be getting held there.
I think maybe the Reds and the Cardinals are playing the junior varsity tonight. It's 9-2, Reds in the top of the fourth inning. Reds have home runs from Martini, India, Steer, and Marte.
I'll tell you something I didn't realize at the time, though, Randy. Me and you got a pretty special moment this past weekend. We were there for Joey Votto's last home game.
Is that now official?
I don't know if it's official, but I think we can go ahead and put the writing on the wall.
Well, he took a curtain call.
Yep.
So,
second and long. He'll take the snap and pitch it to Newman. Newman running to the near side, has it to the 20. Cuts back at the 15, shy of the first down marker, but a scrum is broken out, and they're going to push forward past the first down marker, and eats down near the 5-yard line. Huge gain on second and long. John Green and Nate Hill on the stop together, and that's inside the 10-yard line at the 6, and we've got a premature firework being fired by the cadets that run the cannon and fireworks here. First and goal from the 6. Snap and the handoff. We'll go to Newman, and he'll find pay dirt. 6 for the Tomcats. 48-0. And let's see if Ashland Blazer will attempt the extra point. Looks like they will not. Looks like they will go for 2.
26-13.
And now they'll go back into the formation for the extra point. Conway on the hold. Rubilero on the kick. Gustavo Rubilero. And the kick is not good, as Rubilero lost his footing. His left foot slipped right out from under him. Extra point attempt is no good. 48-0 all Tomcats. We'll wrap this one up when we come back here on WIBY.
Porter Group is a different kind of insurance agency. We do more than just Medicare. When was the last time you had your life insurance reviewed? Do you have the new kind of life insurance? We will review your whole life, term life, final expense, and universal life policies. We can help you with them all. Call us at 606-780-1387 for a free, no-obligation review. That's 606-780-1387.
At First National Bank, we strive to make every person that walks through our doors feel like family, because to us, you are. For over 120 years, we have lived in and served the families of Kentucky with genuine care through the good times and the bad. Come and see the difference banking with family can truly make for you at any of our 7 locations, or visit our website at www.fnbgrayson.com. First National Bank, member FDIC.
Nothing. Touchdown run from Keshawn Newman. Extra point was no good. Approaching 8 minutes left here in this fourth quarter, as this will be fielded by Cameron Cross at the 10-yard line, and he will get out across the 20 to the 25. Well, he will be drugged down there. And Round County will start first and 10 from just past the 25-yard line, their own 25. Again, a reminder on WKCA tomorrow, noon, Florida at Kentucky, at 2 o'clock here on WIVY. It is Drake at Morehead State. Both of those NCAA football games. So it will be the 26-yard line, right hash, Round County, first and 10.
Looks like Matthew Hamilton's in at quarterback. I think. Looked like 8.
It is 8. You are correct.
His brother wears 6, and he really, well, those numbers look just alike on those jerseys.
And Round County jumps off sides. Jumping off way early, Caden Thurlman. That'll be 5 yards. Clock rolling under 7 minutes. We are in a running clock for the remainder of this game. Boyd County pulling away over Greenup County. Boyd County 34, Greenup County 14, midway through the third quarter.
Jeff Ray just sends us a text in the final four of the Bath and East game is East Carter 41, Bath County 8.
Bath County did finally get on the board after being held scoreless for a while on that one. 48-0. Hamilton will take the snap and the pitch to Cameron Cross. Cameron is going to be wrapped up in the backfield. He reverses field. Let's see if he can get to the other side. He will. He'll get around the edge and past the line of scrimmage. Stays on his feet. Spins back to the middle of the field at the 30 and gets a good chunk of about 10 yards or so. But a flag is on the play. This is going to be a holding against Round County. Nope. And it's not. They wave the flag. The official sticks the yellow hanky in the air and waves it back and forth, signaling to wave it. So a nice run for Cross after the 5-yard false start brings up 2nd and 6. Under 6 minutes left here in this fourth quarter. Second down and medium. Matthew Hamilton under center, as Matthew will take the snap and hand off. Hand off goes to Nate Hill, and Hill's going to be stood up at the line of scrimmage. You're going to say he gained a yard on the play. So 3rd down and 5 will be upcoming. Burnside and Keener tag team on the stop. And 3rd and short upcoming. 3rd down. It's been an absolutely beautiful night for football here at Putnam Stadium.
Keep
3rd down and short. 48-0, 4.5 left. Play clock at 4 and 1 second. The play clock hit zero, but the referees keep the flags in the pocket. Handoff goes to Cameron Cross. Cameron Cross has the first down around the right edge. So Round County catching a little bit of a break there. That was a good 3 seconds after the play clock hit zeros. So to the 40-yard line, their own 40, Round County first and 10, 4 minutes left, fourth quarter. First and 10, Round County.
I'd like to see him get Cross out in space, maybe throw a little flare pass out to him.
Matthew Hamilton back to pass, looking, passes back to the near sideline, trying to find Cross. It's Cameron Cross, but it's off his left hand, and we're going to have a flag coming from the back judge. So looks like it'll probably be pass interference. Two flags, both officials solid. An illegal man downfield, excuse me.
Yep, 54 was quiet. It was a few yards downfield.
So thought it might be pass interference. It won't. Clock approaching 3 minutes. And there was pass interference. I was right there. But it will be offset by the illegal man downfield. So we'll try that again on first and 10, right hash for Round County. So let's replay it again from the right hash, 40-yard line, first and 10. Matthew Hamilton under center. In motion goes Cameron Cross, and they will hand it off to Cameron Cross. He gets across the 40, where he's going to be ripped down there by Tyson Turner. Short gain of 2, second and 8. Second and 8 upcoming, approaching 2 minutes left here in this fourth quarter. And folks are filing out of Putnam Stadium right now. You can already see the traffic backed up behind the stadium here. So second down and 8. The 2 minute mark comes and goes. Matthew Hamilton will be in the shotgun this time. Cross off his left hip. Hamilton takes the snap and he's going to keep it himself. Runs right into a host of Tomcats at the line of scrimmage. He maybe got back to the line of scrimmage. Third and 8 upcoming again. McGee and also Newman on the stop for Ashland Blazer. Under 90 seconds left in this fourth quarter. 48-0 Ashland Blazer in full control.
Third down and 8 to go.
Third and 8 with Matthew Hamilton under center. Two running backs in the backfield. Hamilton wipes his hands off on his legs and will take the snap under center and pitch it to Cameron Cross, running right. Cuts back to the left, now back to the right, trying to get around the edge, and he does. Gets across midfield for a first down and more. Cross to the 40, down to the 30, where he's pulled down from behind with 45 seconds left and a little bit of an exclamation point for Round County as this one winds down. 40 seconds clock rolling left in this one. Round County first and 10, half a minute remaining. Let's see if Round County tries to punch one on the board. 20 seconds remaining, Hamilton under center, first and 10 from the Ashland 28. We'll take it and hand off to Cross. Cross running to the near side, has nothing and is going to stay on his feet, trying to get past two defenders but can't. And he will be down right at the line of scrimmage, and that's going to do it from here at Putnam Stadium. Round County falls to Ashland Blazer, 48-0. Ashland Blazer improves to 7-0, and they prove while they're one of the best in Class 4A in the state of Kentucky. 48-0, Tomcats lead Round County back to Owen at the station. Randy will come back with some stats, and I'll chat with Kelly Ford here on WIVY.
For Phillips and more, remember Valero in Moorhead. Gasoline, a full convenience store, an automatic car wash. And first responders, yours is free. Hibachi Express next to Valero is open 11 to 9 Monday through Saturday, closed on Sunday. Enjoy great Japanese and Chinese dishes, sushi, appetizers, lunch and dinner specials, and officers get 10% off. Order online at HibachiExpressKY.com. Valero and Hibachi Express, Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead.
When it comes to building, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Moorhead is the place to start. We can help in every phase of your project from the ground up. Big Four has the lumber, trusses, and the metal or shingles you'll need too. In other words, bring those plans to us and we'll make that plan happen. From the kitchen cabinets to windows and doors, it's Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Moorhead, helping Rowan and surrounding counties to build their dreams for over 45 years. Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Moorhead. Ace is the helpful place.
Did you know that one Kentuckian in six struggles with food insecurity? That's why Kentucky Farm Bureau has helped raise hundreds of thousands of dollars for the Kentucky Hunger Initiative. Contributions that help neighbors in need put food on the table. You see, Kentucky Farm Bureau does more than just insure homes and autos. We help ensure that our fellow Kentuckians get help when they need it most. Kentucky Farm Bureau, big on commitment.
Call Rowan County Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Larry Knipp, 783-1868.
Cascade Jewelry is the place to go for sterling silver, gold, diamonds, jewelry repair service, and so much more. Accessories include the popular brands Bourbon and Bow Ties and genuine Ray-Ban sunglasses. Personal one-on-one service is Cascade's specialty. Family owned and operated since 1960, Cascade Jewelry, 2500 U.S. Highway 60 east of Moorhead. Like us on Facebook.
Eagle Chevrolet GMC in downtown Moorhead has an outstanding selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. You can go online to EagleChevyKY.com to check out their inventory, their expert service options, special offers and incentives, and what their customers are having to say. Also, check them out on Facebook and see pictures of those happy customers. Call the sales and service departments at 606-784-6411. That's Eagle Chevrolet GMC, 329 East Main Street in Moorhead. Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains and strains at both locations, Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
Ashland goes to 7-0 on the season, 2-0 in the district. Round County falls to 1-5 and 0-1. Ashland 7-0 at the end of the first quarter, 21-0 at the half. They double that up in the third quarter for 42-0, and then six more points in the fourth quarter for 48. Our St. Clair Healthcare Round County Viking player of the game is going to be Josh Drake. Did a little bit of everything, punting, offense, defense. He was sort of a jack of all trades out there in this contest. So we will go with Josh Drake, 5'7", 175-pound senior, one of the top tacklers on the team, and as that individual. We go back in that first half. It was all Braxton Jennings. He had an 11-yard run, a 58-yard run, and a 15-yard pass from Brandon Houston. On to the third quarter, it started out unusual. Finally, Tay Thomas, still 9:58 to go in that third quarter, picked off a pass and 45 yards returned for a touchdown. Cameron Davis had a 48-yard run. Cam Davis a 15-yard interception return, and then Keyshawn Newman a 6-yard run. And we're going to go ahead and get with Coach Kelly Ford and Jared down on the field right now.
We're down here on the field with Coach Kelly Ford. And Coach Ford, you know, every time you come into Putnam Stadium, it's going to be a tough one. And this one, no doubt, Coach Tackett has this team really clicking on all cylinders, and they showed why they're one of the best in the state tonight. Your thoughts on tonight's contest?
I mean, absolutely. I mean, they got tradition here, great crowd.
I mean, it's a great Friday night light to get out here. And, you know, thing about it, you know, our guys, I mean, you know, and like I told them all week, everybody in God's creation didn't give us a shot to win this game. But our guys came in and executed the game plan as we wanted it. We slowed it down. We gave ourselves opportunities in the first half. We had, you know, we left points down there again in the red zone. Two great drives. I don't know exactly the minutes on them yet, but man, we did things that that gave us a shot to win this game. Had some great special team plays. You know, Cameron Cross with the at two coverage. But overall, I mean, I'm tickled to death. You know, everybody, but they're a top four program for a football. And, our guys came in and competed to the best of their ability.
Yeah, there were spots, like you mentioned, the forcing the turnovers. That was good to see. Getting, you know, a couple of those punts. Obviously, you weren't able to get that first one, but you did get the second one. What were some other bright spots that you can take home and you can show to the team on film?
Well, our O-line play. Man, we're you know, we started two freshmen, sophomore, and two juniors and a senior, a junior up there, and those guys battled night. You know, like I said, they continue to give us drives. They continue to help us run the football. I was really, really proud of the way Abram, you know, handled the team, ran the clock, you know, did the things that we needed to do to at least, you know, give us a safe shot and made us compete. You know, that's the biggest thing about our team. I mean, I know we hadn't won much this year, but our kids still compete, they still fight, and they still battle to the end.
Tough matchup again next weekend with Johnson Central. It's on Thursday. Injuries look to be a little bit of a hiccup there at the end. Judd was a little injured there, and also I saw Owen limping a little bit near the end of the game. Can you talk a little bit about injuries coming away from this one?
Yeah, I mean, we got some guys banged up again. You know, ankles, you know, twisted out here. But, you know, those guys are, like I said, they got a great mentality. JT Judd, I mean, he's our future. And, you know, he ran the ball really well tonight. And, you know, those guys, you know, Mandy will do, she'll do a great job getting them back. And, you know, we'll get ready for Johnson Central.
A big weekend for you on a personal level. You and the family get to travel out west to Murray for family weekend. Talk a little bit about how special that's going to be to enjoy that with your family and with Haven.
Oh, it's going to be, I mean, it's It's super special. I mean, I pretty much lost words for it. I mean, you know, we'll be excited to see her. You know, they have their first official basketball practice today. You know, they do a practice for the families in the morning, and then, you know, tailgate all day and get a little watch of Murray State football at the end of the night. So it'll be a great weekend. We're happy to get down and see her, and I know she'll be tickled to see us when we get there.
Well, safe travels, Coach, and glad I could save you a few steps tonight by coming down here on the field for you.
Oh, absolutely. I think we ought to get this done at Paul Ousley, because Paul Ousley is a little steeper these steps. I would have made it tonight, but we can do it at Paul Ousley, too. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Coach. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, guys.
All right, that will just about do it for us. We do want to make a couple of notes. I want to thank Jason Sloan, the president and CEO of Morehead Round County Chamber of Commerce and Economic Development, for being with us at halftime. Again, the St. Clair Healthcare Viking Player of the Game was senior Josh Drake. Don't forget Viking Sports Extra at 9 a.m. in the morning from the Keeley family McDonald's in Morehead. And let's see, tomorrow on WIVY at 2 o'clock, it's MSU and Drake football. And tomorrow night at 7:15, it's Cincinnati Reds baseball. On that, let's see what the Reds are. I mean, they were really racking up some points, runs rather. It's 14-2. Reds, they've had all kinds of home runs in that game. So if they win tonight, they're going to be guaranteed a non-losing season, and I'm sure they'll be happy about that. Again, final score in this one, it was 48-0 Ashland. It was only 7-0 into the first quarter, 21-0 at the half. Round County played well, but finally sort of hit a wall there in the second half. Over on WKCA tomorrow at noon, it's Kentucky and Florida. I believe it's a couple hours before that for that pregame show. That's going to wrap it up from here. I want to thank all the folks at Ashland, Mr. Conway, Dickie Martin, the radio voice, Chuck Rist, the public address, certainly hospitable tonight, and it's nice to come up and also see a very good football team. Thanks to Owen Mundy on studio controls, and we're going to get out of here and head back to toward Moorhead, Kentucky, to the west. And wait until Thursday night when Round County takes on Johnson Central at 7:30 there on Viking Hill. We'll be there then. For my partner, Jared Stacy, I'm Randy Stacy. So long, everybody.
You've been listening to Rowan County High School Football on the voice of the Vikings, 96.3 FM and WIVYradio.com. Tonight's broadcast is brought to you by Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Buffalo Wild Wings, Bypass Pond, Cave Run Pharmacy, the Citizens Bank of Moorhead, Clark's Pump and Shop, Coffee Tree Books, The Fuzzy Duck, Caskey's Jewelry Gun and Pawn, Eagle Chevrolet Buick GMC, Eagle Finance, First Federal Savings and Loan, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, First National Bank, Holbrook Drugs, Larry Nipp, Rowan County Farm Bureau Insurance, Linex of Moorhead, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Healy Family McDonald's, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Optimist Club, Moorhead Tourism, Porter Group Insurance, Reno's Roadhouse, Right Way Auto Glass, Shelter Insurance, Caleb Skaggs Agent, St. Clair Regional Medical Center, Valero, and Whitaker Bank Moorhead. Tune in all season long for Viking football on 96.3 FM and WIVYradio.com. Now more 24/7 fun on WIVY.